Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody. You got a surprise guest tonight, Jay Barnes, none other than Terry called in sick. He got to bring a permission slip from his wife tomorrow, so we'll get that. No, just joking, Terry. We'll be on a little bit later. I'm late. This time thing threw me off a little bit. I thought I still had a little time. So y'all bear with me a minute. Let me open up a couple of mics right quick. 313-0448. 313-0448. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? All right. 313-0448. Your mic is open. Let me get one more. Open. All right, 678-2253. 678-2253. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with? All right. I believe for y'all that is listening, most everybody pretty much, I guess, because the show was late coming on, they're not paying much attention. So let's just get to some new talk and what's going on. Y'all, I got to welcome you to the Terry Clark Show out of the Midwest. Everybody, if you can, press the one button so I can know who wanna talk to me, and to Terry get on. This past week, it's been an exciting week. This weekend, Grudge Inc. will be invading Louisiana. It's the governor of Louisiana, Boone Race. And we'll all be going down there. We got some pretty nice big tie action. We have the free man out of Texas. He's going up against the Jekyll car or the Jekyll and Hyde team, and also. We got the great Boss Barnes. He'll be out that way. Jolly Rancher will be out that way. We're going out there to have a good time, to try to have some fun. If y'all bear with me a little bit while I'm talking, I'm trying to get me someone out of the Midwest who will talk to me. And I'm trying to see, can I find Wayne? I know Wayne is at work, but I'm going to try to get him anyway. Y'all bear with me one second. I got a 219-2285. 219-2285. Your mic is open. Who am I speaking with?
What's happening, Jay?
Hey, what's going on?
It's the governor of Indiana.
What's up, Leon?
What's happening?
I was looking for everybody. Terry had to put a little extra duty. He gonna come on a little late. But Leon,
yeah.
What's going on, man?
Yeah.
How's everything coming?
Pretty good, man. Pretty good, Jay. Just waiting on this weather to get away. I'm tired of it.
Well, listen, I heard y'all got some extra weather came through this week.
Man, this week, today, started last night by 2:30 and didn't stop until about 12 o'clock today. I'm still seven. Huh?
How's it looking?
Well, we got about 7-8 inches of snow up here.
Man, that is unbelievable. We down here.
It was wonderful yesterday. It was wonderful Monday, yesterday, and then wake up this morning and 4 inches of snow on the ground.
That's
I had to come out to take a break to get warmed up, and I had to go back out there and finish my yard.
What you doing in the yard in the snow, man?
Man, I got a shovel. I got like 3 acres of land. And I got driveway. I got two driveways, one on the hill and one down below. My buddies them come didn't plow today, so I got to get it, clean it up. Hopefully, it's the last up.
Yeah. It should be now. It should be.
Get ready for the get ready for the 2014.
They got a few people out there talking a lot of trash. Let me look at this. Let's see who we got on the mic. We got a 312-0684. Your mic is open. Who we speaking with?
You know who you're talking to, Jake.
What's up? Hey, Larry.
What's going on? Hey, how you doing?
All right. I wonder where everybody was in the Midwest, man. I mean, what's going on? I guess that ice messing y'all up. And let me tell you what, I just got a call from my wife. And she said, that weather is bad. I said, what? I said, I'm still at the office. I'm still inside. She said, woo. She said, the wind is blowing. It's 16 degrees. You better put your jacket on.
Shit. I wish we had 16 degrees.
She called me and said, the weather was bad. Make sure I put my jacket on. What do you think about that?
You need more than a jacket up here, then, Jay.
Y'all know, No, you need some thermals. You need some all kind of stuff on up there now. But let me add this in now. Listen, y'all know we got the great boom race coming up. I don't know if y'all ever checked out Louisiana, but listen, what we're going to do now. I'm going to enjoy myself. I ain't going down there just, I'm going to enjoy some good racing. But one of the advantages of having, you know, races around the country with the Bloods Inc. is when you get a chance to go to the state, you get a chance to spend some time in the state and see some of the things they got to offer. And I really like going down to New Orleans. You know, you get in there and you get a chance to go out on Berber Street, man. I don't do nothing. I just pretty much walk the street. For a country boy, it'd be so much stuff for me to see that I don't normally see, you know. I have a ball, you know. And so that's something I'm looking forward to as we travel, man. That's something that we all need to do is spend a little more time. You know, we love racing now. Show up for the race. But spend a little time in the state doing a little something. Checking out a few things, see what's happening, you know. What do you think about that, Larry? I mean, is the trip worth checking out or just go to the track and go home?
I tell you what, when it's time to go drag race, it's always worth going checking it out. Get away.
It's always worth. I mean, now what is the first race that's coming up? You know, up in the Midwest. I mean, that between Illinois, Indiana, Michigan. What's the first race that's coming up on the Grudge calendar? Grudge racing. Now, don't give me no class racing.
You have reached the maximum time permitted for recording your message. If you are satisfied with your message, press 1. To listen to your message, press 2.
anybody know what the first race coming up?
They ain't got no schedules. I need check track schedules and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I can tell the cold up there because y'all don't even know when the first race coming up.
Hey, I ain't got nothing going on in the snow study here, and I don't even be paying no attention. I only just go by what I hear on the show.
Right. Well, in the
ain't no motivation, man, when you study seeing this snow.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have a new show starting in the morning at 11 o'clock Eastern time. And y'all have to text me so I can – I'll send the text out to y'all so y'all know. And this particular show is called Grudge Race Architects and Engineers. and the whole concept of the show, it's not about locking in races or nothing like that. This show is about the business side, you know, things that promoters have to deal with. Hopefully we'll get promoters on to talk about, you know, the challenges that they have, track owners. You know, it'll come on every morning. It'll come on every morning, Monday through Friday at 11 o'clock. And we have a host of people on it, mostly. It won't be a question and answer. It'll be basically closed as far as spectators talking. But we'll have guests on, mostly, like I said, promoters, just trying to explain what's going on on the business side. You know, a lot of times we spend so much time where, you know, we try to get away from all this fighting each other. We spend so much time fighting each other. We don't never improve our business model. And so that's what we'll be doing every morning at 11 o'clock. It'll only last 1 hour. And like I said, promoters from all around the country will come on, and we'll discuss business. You know, if you're a business-minded person, now if you think you're coming to hear some arguing, some smack talk, and some all that craziness, this ain't what this is about. This is the discussion of business and how to make grudge racing a national phenomenon, and tying it all together. So I invite y'all to come on, and if you want to talk business, the business of grudge racing. Leon, I don't even know what Leon, I mean, is Leon going to make it 8 inches of snow on the ground? Leon, are you still there? I done dropped Larry already. All right. Let me look, see what else I got here. Y'all bear with me one more minute again. I'm trying to see. I got a 708-0229. I think I know who that is. Is that Jordan Ben?
Yeah, what's going on, Jay?
Welcome to the Terry Clark Show. I'm your guest host tonight because Terry is a little late, you know, clocking in. Ben.
Yes, sir.
I got. They say that they got 8 inches of snow in the Midwest, man.
Yeah.
I heard it. They said it came today. 8 inches of snow
okay.
in the Midwest.
Well,
and
I had 68 degrees today at work.
I know, man. That's something serious, right there.
Let me see, I got here. Larry, is that you? Nah, Jay, this is Chris. Biz, man, ain't you had enough about talking about our weather? We get it, bro. You happy down there. We get it.
Somebody said something about the weather, so I told them what I had. And they told me what they had up there, you know. I mean, some people like cold weather, you know.
Yeah, you found me the one that said they like cold weather. Let me meet him. I'll wait on that.
why
we had enough of
that. He always trying to throw up on the Midwest, man. He always trying to throw up on the Midwest, man.
He ain't just leaving here.
Hey, Jay, if it weren't for the Midwest, I wouldn't know nothing about fur coats and chinchillas and black diamonds and all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man.
You can't wear that stuff down here, Jay. You know?
No,
when I used to step out and go see Slick Rick and Too Short and Ice Cube and Eazy-E, I just had my chinchilla on, you know? You know, you see that movie Denzel Washington, or that when he threw it in the fire to get burnt. You know, I used to get up like that, Jay. Yeah, you know, back in the day.
Yeah. How you doing?
I don't know.
How you doing, bro?
I'm good. What up, Jay?
No, I'll let you know Chris is hollering at you. But, Biz, Biz, you know we got a new show starting tomorrow.
No, we don't. Who got a new show?
This is a business show, Biz. This is all about – this is a business show that's coming on every day. It come on for 1 hour, Biz. So I was letting everybody know. I get the number out tonight. But we're going to discuss drugs business, the business of promotions, the business of racing, the business side. We ain't going to be calling nobody, no nothing. We ain't going to be locking in nothing. We're going to try to
I like that, Jake. I like that, Jake.
We're going
like
to be trying to strategize and make the business of grudge racing better. You know, we're going to have promoters, people who want to talk about business, and
like
making
that.
This thing go. You know, so
I like that.
We're going to try to do
like
that every morning at 10 o'clock, every morning at 11 o'clock Eastern time. It only lasts 1 hour. It ain't meant to be, it's a business meeting. It's a business meeting. And
I like that, Jay. I like that.
Yeah. So
I
get the number out to you. And so if you shoot it around the country so we can get the right people, And again,
sure.
I want to make sure people realize it's a business meeting. Now, don't call in there talking about, who called somebody's mom or something and all that one, miss. It ain't about that now.
I like that, Jay. I like the sound of that now.
Yeah, we'll do a little business talking. Listen there, Biz. This weekend, boom, race coming up, Biz. This weekend. We're going to have a good time down there.
No problem raceway
now. Down in New Orleans. Oh, I got a six. Where's 630 from? Where's 630?
That's Illinois, Jay. That's Illinois.
They got 8 inches too. Let me see what we got.
That's the rich part of Illinois.
Oh, okay. 0018.
I don't know. I know the first three. First three. They that's
rich.
That's
part
the upper class.
That's rich part. Let's see what we got.
Upper class.
630.
Okay.
0018, your mic is open. Go ahead. Tell us what rich person we're talking to.
Hey, this Big Paul from Chicago, TIG Racing. I just want to say what's up to you, Jay Bond. What's up, Biz? Everybody out there listening to Grudge Land.
You say what's your name? Big who?
Big Pun. Big Pun.
Oh, Big Pun. Okay, I thought you said Big Pun. I'm about to say
no.
You went out there and stole them people area code, but okay, you're not Big Pun.
No.
Okay, all right.
Well, if you do a little history on drag racing, then you'll find out who I am, Bill.
What's the name of your racing team again?
TIG. That's me. That's my initials. TIG. That's me.
So you go by Pig Racing?
No. TRG.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how you could get Pig affiliated with a T, a R, and a G.
Man, I got him southern ears. I apologize. I'm sorry. I got it now. T R G. I got you.
Yeah.
Did he just say P-I-G racing? I like now that's me.
No. But that's why sometimes we get to certain points in our life and our age, things tend to go on. So, hearing might be the first thing going on you, bro.
No. Big Fun, the hearing is the second thing. Something else already done left.
Hey, AJ Barnes, I got a couple of questions for you. I got a couple of questions for Biz. I just had some things that was on my mind, and if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a couple of questions.
I sure don't mind, so bring it on.
Hey, what? I was listening to a talk show, and I was hearing BET had came up with a great idea with you and Hitman Productions about a Super Bowl. Has anything else ever come about with that?
Well, the main thing, that was kind of cleared up the other night. Now, there's some issues with that. It's an issue, but it's not that I didn't want to do the race. I'm all for it. But see, a lot of times, y'all hear this stuff, y'all hear it, a lot of things didn't happen before that. And
absolutely.
A lot of things, and so I told everybody on the line, that I would support BET on that race. I think it's an excellent idea. You know, now, you know, they kept, you know, the thing, that was an issue. That was an issue. And I don't know, I mean, how deep do I go with this, Biz? You know, I'd be cautious to say.
You was on tonight.
Go as deep as you need to, Jay. So it won't be no, how should I say it? It won't be no gray area. I'm gonna put my phone back in new because I'm in Ingles, and for you guys up there, I'm in Jewel. I'm in a place like called Jewel, like Jewel. So I don't know back.
Hey, Everybody from up north. You know what I'm saying? It'd be maybe some guys that's not familiar with what you have, but I got Ken folks live right in Peach County. Right in Byron.
I know.
I got Ken folks. I get off at exit 149 right there.
You talking me in J language, not doctor?
My first stop is Zaxby's.
Now you done missed me with that one. I don't fool with no Zaxby's, man. That is the worst chicken wings. If they keep making me mad with that junk, I'm gonna bring me a Harold's down here. You know what I'm saying? You dig me?
You might be on something, but you know, I just had Jay Barnes was on. It's so hard to get on his show. Doggone, and I heard your voice tonight, you know, so I hadn't really
but listen,
heard
anything. I really appreciate that. I don't want to, sometimes a lot of things, you know, happen, man, and they bring it on the air. People bring stuff on the air to try to do a smoking script, a smoking, what they call, Biz, you need to go on mute, Biz. I think the idea is great. The Grudge Bowl. I want to remind you now. You know, we're doing the World Grudge National, the Grudge Inc. World Grudge National. We did it last year in Rockingham. You know, we had all the big name guys were there. You know, probably had 200 calls or more, and we're doing it. This year in 2014 in San Antonio, Texas, you know, the Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals is the biggest event as far as bringing grudge racers from all over the country. You know, we got teams from all over the country coming. So, you know, that'll be happening in San Antonio, Texas, July 4th, it's going to be, we're trying to make it always be 4th of July weekend. And being honest, we got the plans of coming to the Midwest in 2015. And
that sounds great.
Yeah, now, and what I'm saying, you got the best of the best that's part of the Grudge Inc. World Grudge Nationals. I mean, you got the best from all over the country. I mean, you got, I don't even know them all, but you got from the East Coast, Texas, Miami, Arkansas, I mean, everywhere between. I mean, you know, that's the biggest
if you at liberty to say, what's really holding up the Super Bowl? I know I heard you say before that it's a lot of stuff that promoters really should deal with behind the scenes before they go public about it, but it seemed like this Super Bowl thing then already went public, and, you know, me as a racer and a fan, just, you know, I'm just kind of interested to see if, you and Hitman and BET are really going to try to do this thing, or is this something that us in Raceland could just kind of not even worry about if you're at liberty to speak on it? Is it like it's moving forward, or is it at a standstill?
Wait a minute. Say that one more time. My phone was breaking up. What you saying? What's moving forward?
I said, if the Super Bowl does it seem like it's gonna move forward or is it stand still? I know a lot of things you said before. You as a promoter would like to talk behind the scenes before things go public, and I respect that and I understand business. But as a racer and a fan, I just kind of want to know Are things at a standstill, or are you guys trying to get the ball rolling behind the scenes?
Well, the makeup, you know, that was the issue. And, again, I don't mind saying it, but let me tell you this. You know, on the East Coast, there's always a lot of fighting back and forth. And, okay. And if I get into it, I'm going to be part of that. You know, in other words, I'm not – there will – let me – I'm trying to say – it's a great idea, and I'm going to support BET, and it's in the workings. Now, there was issues. There were issues that I didn't have nothing to do with, but, you know, they kept saying, you know, Will Dean don't want to do it, and that was not the case. And and I'm, you know, but, you know.
For my part, you know, I just wanted to know if the ball was going forward. I thought it was an excellent idea. You know, I'd love to see you and Hitman get together. I think that'll be a beautiful event, you know, with the team idea and you guys picking teams, having different teams come in. I think that the fans would like to see some type of head-to-head competition such as that. I think that was an excellent idea, but... You know, just to move on to another thing, if you're at liberty to speak about, really, we up here in the Midwest, we really don't get a lot of info about what's going on down south. And I heard you say that was closed. Is it anything that you could let the Midwest fans know on what really happened with Macon or what's going on, or are you at liberty to speak about that?
Oh, yeah, no problem at all. Macon, for the last... The owner, I'm gonna say the owner of record that spent about a couple of $1 million in Macon back in 2009. He was arrested in 2010, and as part of a plea deal that he made, he signed the track over to the federal government, and that has taken place two years ago. He signed it over as a plea deal, and I have been operating the track, you know, knowing that the government owned it and with their understanding, you know, with them knowing the circumstances, and they called and said that, you know, 2014, you know, they want us to pretty much not open because they're gonna try to auction it off. So what the closing is something that we've always known for at least the last 2 years, yet they never know when. And they would always give us 2 or 3 months notice, you know, that everything was good. And so this year they said that they're going to try to go ahead and get it sold. So at this point, you know, if the sale happens early, you know, making it be open and working again in the next, you know, by the end of the year. But it's all up to, you know, and anybody that's interested in maybe buying the track or bidding on the track, the U.S. Marshal Service is the one to contact. You know, as a U.S. Marshal.
It's going through U.S. Marshal's auction. Okay.
Yeah, it's going through U.S. Marshal's auction. And so... you know, that was no surprise to nobody down here. Everybody pretty much knew that for the longest. And nobody just knew when they was going to auction it off. That happened. The guy that had bought it and renovated it used the track as part of his negotiations in a plea deal, you know, for financial compensation.
Okay.
So...
I mean, I know a little.
We know that.
I know a little bit about the area. Like I said, I got family in Peach County. You know, they live right over in Byron, and you know they're pretty active with what's going on down there. But you know, I just kind of wanted to hear from the horse's mouth. You know, that way I have understanding on what's going on and so forth. But not to change gears, I know Biz is on mute. I kind of had a couple questions for Biz. He didn't mind coming off mute.
I'm here.
Okay. Hey, Biz, what you got? What's your plans for 2014? You know, you
whooping
and
the dog, SHIT. out of Ground and Pound. Tommy. Eastside Stranglers. And in that order.
Oh, okay. No, I was just asking, man. You know, I've been around, you know, for a long time. You know, about 20 years, and I seen you come up through the ranks at the time when you was back in Chicago, and you was really doing your set on kill thing back with the Green Goblin and all that stuff, man. So it seemed what's really going on with you on set on kill, man. You still part of them? I hear you say all the time. I hear you say all the time, you know, to your brothers in the Midwest that don't kill, but the last one I saw Lil Junior, I saw it one time it had, when you first went down to Georgia, you had your set on kill banners on, and then I seen it one time and it didn't have no banners on, so I got kind of confused on what was going on.
No, that's easy to explain, man. When we was in Memphis, we was in the Grudge Inc. event in Memphis, and the guy that was lining up my driver, which was at that time was Kurgan, he likes to bump on the windshield. He likes to bump on the windshield. You know, like when he lined him up, he hit on the windshield and say, "Let's go." You know, lined up, "Let's go." And he bumped on the windshield a little bit too hard, and he cracked my windshield.
So
I changed the windshield.
Okay.
It'd be real kind of, you know, cheap if you change the windshield and take the sticker off the windshield and then put it on the new one. You just order you a new sticker. So, I actually heard some people say that I wasn't a part of Set on Kill because the sticker wasn't on the car. But, man, I heard that, yeah.
Right, yeah, and you know it's some conflicting stories, you know, going around. You know, I watched you when Iron drove your car, and I watched you when Lil Derrick drove your car. I watched you when Bob was in your car when you went down to Georgia. So I was just wondering, you know, when you went down there, what really happened with the immediate change? You know, you went from Bob to Dog. I really didn't understand that.
I can explain that, too. Kurgan is a class racer / owner of a business. And when I grudge race, I need my driver there. When I was in Chicago, Ron or Derek, them was the only two that drove for me, they was at the racetrack anytime needed. Kurgan... Well, if I wanted to be in Macon, he couldn't be in Macon this week, so he out in California tuning. Or he out in St. Louis or Indianapolis tuning. And I got a race locked in. So it's get another driver or I get in there. And we all know what happened when I got into a race car. Went dead into the freaking wall. And there's no way I was getting in Lil June. I couldn't handle a street. I couldn't handle a little street car homicide, so how in the hell am I going to handle a little junior? So, you know.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to know, you know, man, you know, it seemed like, you know, you was very successful. You know, when you was in Illinois, you know, every time you look up, you know, little junior this, little junior that, it was either Iron or Mighty Mouse.
That's because the guys are fell slow.
So you saying that if you had the – If your crew was down in Middle Georgia where you at now, it would have been a cakewalk when you was down there with Lil Junior when you first got there.
Nah, I wouldn't say that because these boost cars down here ain't playing. So if I was running the boost cars down here, I probably wouldn't have been as successful. But I know I would have been better than I was last year with my crew down here because it takes a crew to run a race program. And I was asking a lot of dogs. To do what he did do last year, dry the car, tow the car, tie the car down, ice the car, gas the car. You know, that's asking a lot for. Cause that old sucker don't like nobody to mess with nothing. Because if something go wrong, he wants to be the one that did it wrong. And basically, when Dog got a car, he don't want nobody to touch it. So, but again, that's a lot to ask one man to do, you know.
check the You said a major difference between the North versus the South, your crew, your old crew that was in the North, and your new crew was pretty much the magnitude of the team that you had. You had more people in Illinois, less people in Georgia, and then it was slower cars. So are you calling the cars in the Midwest slow? You said it was slower cars. So are you calling the cars in the Midwest slow?
On a wide way scale, yeah, they're a little slower up north. They're a little slower.
That's a monumental statement coming from you, Biz.
Hey, brother, let me tell you this. Let's be 100. We got a few guys in the Midwest that test and spend the type of money that these cats down here spend. If I bring Lethal Weapon, Butt Naked, Tony Wright, Tony Bynes, Cold Killer, bring them all up north, how many cats you got going to run with them?
I mean, it's something that will happen.
No. Listen, no. On those terms,
I would say you ahead. But there's a lot of guys up here. You know, the guys that you name, Tony Wright, Tony Bynes, Lethal Weapon. I mean, everybody to me cry about racing class races or, you know, this, that, and the other. There's a lot of guys up here that class race.
Hold on.
Let me say what I'm going to say. I allowed you to say what you were going to say. Now,
okay.
You named some guys. I could go off on the limb and name some guys. They don't just necessarily get into grudge racing, but if you wanted to put a team together, I think that the Midwest could be just as competitive, compete with the South.
I'm glad you said that. Hold on, Ben. I'm glad you said that. Put me a team of four of them together then. It's BET Live.
I'm not downgrading the Midwest because I could come back up there and still lay my head there and still got love for my people. But I'm saying
right.
What's going on, man?
Hold on a minute. He said he got some bad motherfucker putting the team. Put me four of them together, man.
That could be done. Now, if it can happen, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you right now.
Make it happen. I need four from the north, man.
We only need three because we got one. We got Donye.
Okay, hold on. Y'all give me a minute.
How are we gonna classify the team? What's gonna be the criteria?
Hold on, BT. Y'all give me 1 minute. I got BET on, and BET. Now give me 1 minute. I appreciate you coming on. How you doing today, BET?
I'm doing good, Jay.
All right, listen. I was asked a question about the Grudge Bowl, and I was tapping dancing around, and I was letting everybody know that I'm supporting you on the Grudge Bowl, and so let me ask you, BET, and Chris, the guy that had it, he done fell off. But I mean, what's going on with the Grudge Bowl? What I don't know now. I mean, I have no idea. But I mean, I had a guy to come on, and if somebody can text me Chris' number, I call him back on because he had some good questions, but his line just dropped.
That was T R T.
I thought he said his name was Chris. I got you now. I see it. Big Pound was saying of TRG Racing. He wanted to know the status of the Grudge Bowl
And so I wanted to get you on because I don't know the status. But, I mean, where are you going? I want to first and foremost let everybody understand that, you know, that's BET, baby. So I got to follow where he going. So go ahead.
All right. All right, Jay. I appreciate that. I want y'all to know that I'm trying to do something that I guess some people have done similar, but not per se the same as what I got going on. And I want to do it and let y'all know that it's done for the racists and the fans is what I'm trying to put together. And where I'm at right now is I'm still in negotiation. I'm trying to get guys that's willing to support in this race. And I've come to a bridge right now to where I got two teams, but I want two more teams to do like a regional. Guys from the north, guys from the east, guys from the west, guys from the south, to try and come together and pick four teams, four members to a team to compete in this Grudge Bowl. I want the baddest of the bads in your area. I want the baddest from the north, east, south, and west. And where I'm at right now is trying to find a date. Now, I know a lot of people don't want to go way off or too far for them, you know, but we got to do it somewhere. You know, it's gonna be further for other people than some, you know, but it's got to happen somewhere. So until I can finalize that, that's where I'm at, Jay. That's where I'm at.
Oh, and when you say four teams, so each of the regions, how many cars are they gonna be allowed? Is gonna be one car or two cars? How is that set up going?
Four cars per team. Four cars per team. And don't pick a car. Don't pick a car that you can't get a race for. You see what I'm saying? That probably come to the bowl and nobody race. So pick a car that you know that he can get him a race. You know, there's somebody out there that will race that car. Now you go and pick a goddamn Pro Mod. And nobody got a Pro Mod that'll race him, then you just waste the time picking him.
Right. BT, I got a question now. It was asked, am I the hold up on the Grudge Bowl? Did I not say I would support you? Have I ever changed?
You never changed. You never changed, Jay. From day one when I asked you, you never changed. You never changed.
People keep asking why I'm holding it up, but I'm trying to tell them I'm not the hold up.
You're not the hold up.
You're not
the hold up.
I just want to clarify, Jay Bonds. I don't think I was insinuating that when I asked you your questions. If you know what I'm saying, I was just had you on the line hosting the show tonight. I just kind of wanted to know if it was going forward. Now, you know, the BET came on and, you know, told what the holdup really is. You know, I heard you say from day one you was in support of it. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just letting you know I wasn't trying to insinuate that any type of way. I was just really trying to get some information on it, you know. So you answered your question, and BET came on and answered. But, you know, with the four cars just being big BET, you don't think any regulations or criteria should be set to a car? What if somebody do bring a Pro Mod? Then, you know, would that offset the other three teams? Because ain't nobody. What if they bring, you know, two separate cars?
I got a quick suggestion, BET, and it's just a suggestion. Get the baddest 28, baddest 29, baddest back half, baddest Pro Mod. Those will be the four categories.
So each region
yeah.
will be allowed to bring those four cars.
Yeah, baddest 28, baddest 29, baddest back half, and baddest Pro Mod. If you want to bring a top sportsman to put it, if you want to bring a top sportsman to put him in the back half, I mean a top sportsman to put him in the Pro Mod, that's your prerogative. But it must be a true back half, must be a top sportsman. I mean a Pro Mod and a 28 and a 29.
I mean that's giving us something to set sail on, and you know, because you know we all have experience getting to a race. And somebody open up the box and they say they're going to bring one thing in, when they open the box up and you look at the cotton, you know, you say, hell no, you don't want no part of that. So I think that, you know, with the four teams, you know, I think that's an excellent idea. You know, we can talk about it. There's a lot of people in the Midwest that know me. I travel to the West Coast a lot. You know, I know a lot of people that may be interested in doing something like that. So, you know, it sounds good to me. You know, and again, like what Jay Barnes said, those are some things that we could work out behind the scenes and talk about. But, you know, it's nothing that you really just want to talk about or, you know, on public radio. But it sounds good to me, you know. I mean, you know, it's for the fans. It's for the fans. So, you know, all you got to do is see if people would like to engage in something like that. But I think what Beers was saying is an excellent idea.
Yeah, I'll second that. But my whole thing is, I'm giving the teams the opportunity to pick who they pick. If they pick someone that they can't get a raise for, then they're hitting their team. You see what I'm saying? If you got a person in your team that he can't get a raise and nobody gonna race him in the Grudge Bowl, then you hindered your team, and that won't fall on me. Now, if you want to pick a pro mod that everybody's scared of, that will not race him, then I think that'll hinder your team. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like I said, if I'm giving the opportunity to the team players. I want the baddest of the know. I know it's a Grudge race in every region. It was a Grudge race that nominated in every region that won a Grudge race in their region. You see what I'm saying? So they supposed to be the baddest motherfuckers in that region. So I want to go to them four people and ask them to get them a team up together. Whatever team they come up with, that's on them.
Yeah, I understand.
I want to put something out there in the bowl for them to shoot for. That's what I'm saying.
All right, now we can go back to this. Now we go back to that subject, the North and the South. I like that. Come on.
So, Bill, you ride with the South is what you're saying.
It ain't that I'm riding with the South. I'm riding with who I feel that's gonna win. If the SVO run the Predator, who he ran before, Witt is in the South. If the Predator get back up there with SVO, my cash is going with the SVO. I bet smart. I don't bet with my heart. I bet with my brain. But on a collective objective of what we're talking about, the names that I named, the Lethal Weapon, the Tony Bynes, the DJ Grant, the Bud Naked, you're not Cold Killer. Collectively, their cars are generally faster than what we're used to.
Hey, everybody got a ping, you know.
I don't believe that, because Big Drag has some cars pretty faster than them guys down there. And they got some outlaw superstars that want to go Grudge racing, so they got some cars up here on one system and whoop them cars on multiple systems down there.
All you got to do is let me know what tire size they own, and we're going to bring some cars up there. And I don't outlaw superstock. Long as they not no known person that turn them clocks on, man.
But what the clocks really got to do with it? I mean, everybody know about how fast the cars go.
But come on, I mean, we're not even going to go there. That's a Grudge racing suicide. Don't nobody want to run against somebody that turned the clocks on.
I mean, you know that subject waiver back and forth. You know, you got guys down south that turn the clocks on in Grudge race, but you know they still do what they do.
I'm not saying that they cannot Grudge race. They can do what they want with their own program. That's not what I'm saying. But the people that I'm talking about do not want to run next to a known class racer. They don't want to do it. I mean, if that's the case, then I could get what a guy from that just ran that damn 411 and 8. Is he from up north or is he from down south?
He's from the south.
He's from down south. I can go get him, bring them up there, and tell y'all to pick any damn car y'all want to. Ain't nobody going to run him. I'm talking about an ordinary dude. You could pick up your phone and you could call. You could pick your phone and call Butt Naked. You could pick up your phone and call Cold Killer. Them the type of guys that I'm talking about. I'm not talking about no guy that got 15,000 stickers on his car.
Yeah,
That ain't what I'm talking about. I'm talking about ordinary guys that do this stuff for the love of the game. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, just because a guy got 15,000 stickers on the top, or he go to an NMCA race or an NMRA race, don't mean that he won't dig off at somebody's ass. That don't mean nothing.
All that all that means is he's a class racer. That's all it means. That's what it means.
So what's the difference? What's the difference between the guy that turned the clock on and the guy that don't turn the clock on? I mean, besides the time just being shown for everybody to know, to me, is no difference.
That's the biggest.
You know,
That's the biggest difference right there. And maybe 80% of the time he got sponsored.
So who are you trying to fool, yourself? Because everybody know how fast certain cars can go or what their capability is. Ain't nobody really stupid.
We grudge races, man. We grudge races. If we were class racers, we'd turn them on.
I understand
what you're saying, but to each his own. But to grudge, I mean, that's our roots. That's what we stand. That's the meat and potatoes of what we do is keeping the clocks off, letting them off against your time. Let them try to figure it out. I mean, you know.
You know why you want to grab a class racer? You know why you want to grab a class racer? Because you don't have folk grudge racers to fight with the people that are just saying. So you got to go and grab you some class racers.
It's
the same thing that y'all got the advantage of us because it's snowing up here right now. So we can't test the two hot cars.
You're absolutely right, Leon.
You can take one of my
before you get
right
on. Before you get
right
on,
now,
I said that. They got more time to test. I said that before
right
you
now,
got on.
Ain't no more outlaw super stockers. It's a couple of them cars want to come to the grudge game. And I know damn well some of them cars will whoop them cars you talking about, and they on one system, Cavalry.
Name one, Leon.
Well,
Jerry Stiffy, Joe Piola.
If they on one system with one carburetor, tell them to get down.
You're going to have your chance.
And you got to look at this, too. Look at Tony Bass. He got a fucking chassis car. These cars all steel.
Hey, Leon, this big pun. Hey, man, what you tell a man of... Them outlaw superstar cars, they all steal. A lot of them got furniture. We talking about cars.
3,300, man.
3,400 pounds. Hey, Biz, you bring a car up here with a conventional headed big block with one system on it, and them outlaw superstar boys will run over the top of them.
Yes, they will.
Okay.
Run over the top of them.
Keep believing
it. Hey, I'm going to tell you something better than that. When they get ready to come up here, I'm gonna take Joe Piola and he's gonna be there. And I'm gonna make Joe Piola whoop y'all fast as not coming from up there.
Hey, can y'all hear me?
We can bring any grudge car from down here to run Joe Piola.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Hey, can I interject? Can y'all hear me?
Matter of fact, I'm going to have that money race. So if y'all coming up in this money race, y'all get to be y'all best car. We will bring one car.
Hey,
y'all got on us down there.
Hey, can I get something in there? Is the host back on yet?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, can I weigh in too? Can I weigh in next?
Okay.
Who's this? Who are we speaking with?
This is Eric from Maryland.
All right, listen, this is what I'm saying. The one thing that I push is that, remember now, flat. Terry, get control of your show. So whoever watching dishes, they need to get close the mic, Terry, on whoever that's washing dishes. There's a white guy washing dishes. But listen, y'all, there's a reason. Let me get on the soapbox for 1 second, and then I promise I'll get off. All right. If there's a difference between softball and baseball. And you can't sit back and tell softball players that if you let me bring my baseball player in, he'll do this and he'll do that. There's a reason for the difference. Now, Groys Racing has been the back alley, you know, by most people's standards, by mainstream standards, the trash. And we have been enjoying what we do, keeping it to ourselves, racing, having fun. As it is becoming bigger and better, and as the cars are becoming more popular, all of a sudden, the class guys who are not getting any glory, who are not getting any spectators, all of a sudden, now they're saying, I want to come over. But there's a reason. One is called softball and one is called baseball. Pick one, nobody, but you can't play both. Get one in this one and get one in that one. Because the rules are different. Listen, all right, let me show you the one thing that I hate most about this whole argument.
Ain't no rules in grudge racing.
Let's get one thing straight. Yep, it is a rule. It is a rule in grudge racing. It is a rule. That's right. One, don't.
Yeah, we don't want them. We don't show time. Exactly.
Right. I mean, there's rules in grudge racing. Now, let's go back to what I was just saying, though. The one thing, and this what? If you are a true grudge racer and you want to remain a grudge racer, grudge racing, remember now, class cars, they got all the cars, they got all the backing, they got all the support, they got all the sponsors. And so now what we're telling them, all y'all have to do is cut the clocks off, and you'll have all the spectators. I mean, some things, you know, we need to work to save. They already, class racing already got the best of everything. So now you're teaching them, just cut your clocks off. Just cut your clocks off now and call it grudge racing.
Right.
That's part of, I could agree with part of what you're saying, Jay Barnes, and there's a different part that I disagree with, because there are some class races that don't get sponsorship. There are some class races, and I'm not speaking on behalf of class races. I've been around for a long time. There are some guys that put their cars together out their own pocket, and they go to an NMCA race, and they enter into a certain group, and they race. Now, if they happen to qualify and do good, they will get points for having contingency or having those parts.
But that's
on
not
how
I'm saying. The organization is being funded, not the racer. The organization is being funded. The organization is being sponsored. The same people, the fuel company, tire company, all these people who put money into those races you just named, those organizations that you just named, they don't want no part of grudge racing. Because the spectators are coming this way, they trying to figure out how do we get the spectators and leave the grudge racing. And y'all keep telling them, just cut the clocks off.
I don't think that that's the answer. Just cut the clocks off.
If you cut the clocks off, those people who run as class racers, they still leave a history. So if you're a class racer, and I'm somebody who's new to this, if you're a class racer, you leave a paper trail. So why are y'all even talking about merging the two? Why can't
the grudge racing sound like? Yeah, y'all arguing that. Y'all, it sounds like y'all arguing that that class racing and grudge racing should be in the same.
The only reason they're grudge racing too.
But the only reason that it really came up is when we were talking about the four teams. You know, the North versus South. Now, I think Terry is on the line. Terry, you there?
I'm here.
Okay, Terry from the Midwest. Now, BET said that, you know, we could bring a team in. Now, Terry knows just as well as I know that there are a lot of racers, retired racers, that used to class race that don't race. So what happens when somebody put a team together and an ex-class racer show up, but he's not class racing no more, and somebody say, and I'm just going to throw a name out there, what if somebody come and they got Spiro Pappas on their team? Oh, man, we can't race Spiro Pappas. Oh, we can't race Nick Stavro. Them guys don't class race no more.
We're not talking about the driver. We're not talking about the class driver. We don't give a damn about the driver. We're talking about the car. We talk about
Okay.
The car.
I mean, you know,
talking grudge
cars. The car is a grudge car, brother. Nothing. I don't care if you got John Forrest or his daughter's driving all the cars. I don't give a damn about the driver. We're talking about the car.
I see your stipulation, Ben. I see it and I understand it, and that's what you put out there. So I respect that. I'm not, you know, first thing I want to say, Ben, is I'm not here to create controversy. You know what I'm saying? I want to have fun. You want to get
a good understanding of what's going on. And
exactly.
Get your point across. That's fine. That's fine. Right. I understand what you're saying. You have your opinion, just like everybody got their own opinion, and you're just voicing your opinion. And, I mean, that's what these shows are made for. I mean, it's not so much nobody trying to attack nobody, but it's like,
then,
you know, sometimes I might say something that I might not be wrong, and everybody might correct me, and I don't want to say that you're wrong because you feel the way that you feel. But the bottom line is...
At the same time, though, Grant, at the bottom line, when the criteria is set and the rules are set, the stipulations are set, either you're going to heed to them or you're not. And if it's set that, you know, you can't have this certain person, you know, these certain people in, then a team can't bring those people in. So,
exactly.
You know, I
exactly.
understand. And that's why I just said, hey, I'm not here to create controversy, but I do know, and you know, Terry on the phone there's a lot of guys in the Midwest that don't class race no more that will be more than willing to come down and probably engage for some money.
That's cool. As long as their car is not a class car, we welcome them in. That's not a problem at all. Long as you ain't got Spiro Pappas, whatever that car had, that full chassis car, I don't give a damn if you put Spiro Pappas in three little cars. That's fine. Because
Biz, you can't say nothing about full chassis cars because you guys got some down there running 29s. Against stock defense cars.
This is what I was gonna say. Now I don't even know who the guys y'all are referring to, but if it's a chassis car or whatever, whatnot, you know, if it comes set up on 28 and it wasn't known for being a class car running a big tie, then that car is changed because it doesn't have this, it doesn't have wheelie bars and don't have the big tie it used to have on it. But at the same time, it still has to be some type of criteria. But I know we always say it goes by the car. The car has to be a grudge car. You know, we don't care. A class racer can build a grudge car.
Right.
Anytime.
I agree with you.
It's just not a car that lit up the clock.
I think I'm from the Midwest. I grew up on the west side of Chicago, still, you know, live in the western suburbs. Terry been around for a while. I mean, you know, Biz, you know, you said that, you know, guys, you know, you got four guys or five guys down there. I'll be the first to say that I think the Midwest could put together cars that could come down there and be compatible with you guys and run with you. Terry been around for a long time.
I'm not saying that you can't. The SVO came down here and won the shootout.
He's not the only one though, Biz. There's a lot of guys that they're just laid back in the cut that's got grudge cars Biz, that race 10, 11, it's guys in the Midwest right now, Biz, that raced 10, 11, 14 years ago. They just chilling right now. They come down there and beat the brakes off some of you guys. So you ain't even heard of some of these guys, Biz. You
Where
ain't even
at,
heard.
Man?
You got guys
Where
like,
hey,
you got guys
hey,
like,
hey,
you
hold
got
me,
guys.
Let me tell you something. If they raced 10, 12, 15 years ago, and they coming back with their same cars, bring me all the money. Terry, let me ask you this one question.
Go
ahead.
Hey,
who is this
a guy
anyway?
Like Tom, this big part, you know
okay,
me when you
okay.
see me.
Yep.
We just throw a name out there like Tom Luca. Do you think he can go down there and be competitive with them guys right now?
Oh yeah.
Hell yeah. Yep.
Okay, what about a guy that's landed? It's a whole gang of guys, Biz, that don't even grudge race right now, that if you rattle their cage enough, they'll come down there and fuck you up, boy. You ain't talking about shit. That shit you talking about now, they was doing that 10 years ago.
2015.
2015. 2000. It's 2000.
Man, this is grounds up a lock in. Lock up in.
Man, if they were the 28, they was not doing what we were doing 10 years ago. That's a damn lie.
I bet there was, man. Hey, I bet there's a small block up here. On 28 up here that is doing probably a lot faster than what any small block in the grudge game is doing right now.
And Terry, tell them how long this is.
And that car's been sitting by for 8 years.
We're on 28,
huh?
Man.
I'm not talking about chassis cars.
Okay,
well, I'm talking about stock to stock.
Hey, 10, 11, 12 years ago, these guys got cars in the garage, motor sitting next to them. They did this shit 10, 11 years ago. You don't even know the guy. You don't even know your history. And you
okay,
your cars
I got common sense. They are not doing what they're doing now that they were doing 10 years ago. Why are they working every six months?
You're speaking out of ignorance, Biz, because you don't know. Tom Luther come down there and fuck you people up.
Get Tom Luca to come down there, man. Small block is talking about the truth, too. Hey, man, listen, man, you can win a whole lot of cash, man. Get Tom Luca to come down here with a 28 or a 29, man, on a
okay,
specific car. And we're going to blow his damn back out, man.
Biz, you
know, Biz, I don't think that you understand what they're saying, though. See, it's not about... It's not about how you make the power. They made the power. They made it. It might have cost more a different way. But them guys back then was making some power, man. We can make it easier now. You can get it from GM. You know, you can get 800 horsepower from GM now. But them guys made some power, man. They got, like they talking about, them guys making some power, man. They ran it down.
Yes, they did. They did make some power. But do you understand the technology that we have now?
That technology comes from guys like that.
But now they simplified. They got these computer shocks and all that. We didn't have that. But them guys made that power, man, and
Listen, what I'm saying. They are running 4 freaking 11. They damn near in the 3 seconds on a damn 28, 29. And
that's
the
only one kind of talking about.
They were not doing that back then.
You talking about one car? You only one car did that.
Huh?
It was three cars that ran in the teams in SGMP.
Yeah, but those are class cars, turbo cars. We're talking about nitrous cars, right?
You're not talking about, you're talking about a class guy. Tom Luca, he wasn't a grudge, man. He was a class guy.
Tom Luca,
you know,
Tom
Luca was
a
class guy.
He was a grudge racer.
Tom Luca was a class guy.
Tom Luca drove all the nut class grudge cars.
Okay, man. All you got to do is get a small block, man, a small block nitrous car 28, bring it down here, and I guarantee you he's going to have a line of people to run.
Why you limited to just a small block? It don't matter what size motor you got.
You just said it was a small block. Get up.
That's what
we're
talking about, right? Right.
Okay, go ahead.
Cold Killer came up there two or three times last year. He came up there two or three times last year. Everybody in the up in the Midwest knew that man was coming. You had one man up there that tried to run that man. And it wasn't about the money. He wanted to run for 10 or better. Where was all these people that's happy with money that want to run a big block on nitrous car? You got one man to run them, and that was Don Yates. Where was other people? Because the man was betting $10,000 or more.
And as you turn in, it into something else. You know, we're not saying that, you know, them guys should have been at the track to run. Only thing we telling you is a lot of shit that's going on today. A lot of guys from the Midwest, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to quit throwing names around, but it was a lot of guys from the Midwest 10, 11 years ago was doing the same shit, man.
Hold on. The problem is they not doing anything now. Not saying nobody.
Yeah, but TJ, it's because most of these guys were our age. 10, 12, 15 years ago, I'm not trying to discredit anything that they did.
But y'all know the old theory. Grudge racing is what have you done for me lately?
Right.
That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying anything about those guys.
Look what Billy Clinton was doing with a small block 10 or 15 years ago. I'm not saying.
They said somebody doing what they were doing on 2018 years ago. Who? Shit. I don't believe that lie. I know that's a lie. But hey, Wick.
Yeah.
We really not throwing no names out, but if you go back 10, 11 years ago, or 14, you know, 2000, in Chicago, we really didn't care about tie ties. So whether you did it on the 29 or you did it on the 31, it really didn't matter to us. You know, we looking at the ET or the capability or what you know what I'm saying, could go on. And then we talk about class racing and grudge racing. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We go all the way back, you know what I'm saying, when your man was out. When Bobby Cole was around, Bobby Cole didn't give a fuck if you lift the board up. If he's going to tighten your ass up, he's going to tighten you up. So all this
kind of stuff. When Bobby was out, was Bobby running a 450 in the eighth? Was Bobby running 450 in the eighth?
No, Bobby wasn't running fast. No. They running now. It ain't even no comparison.
Bobby didn't have no money problem. So he could have played with Bobby, he had one of the baddest small blocks
back in the day you could buy. And, hell, he couldn't run, but I think he used to go, Mark used to go, like, I think 830s in it.
I mean, but we talking, what would 830 get you today?
But what would 830 get you today? 830s ain't no slouch in T now. But what would you get your ass rolled back in 830? They running sevens with them now.
Oh, I know they can run. I know they can run in the sevens in the half.
I gotta ask you this question. Who was running? Was
small factor doing that with a small block. Who 10, 15 years ago was doing that?
Oh, no.
Ten to fifteen years, wasn't nobody doing that, because back then they weren't putting skips on no tires and in the motor. You got to have a
Leon, I didn't put no tire size on it. I said with a small block, who was doing what Big Ball? Because everybody got a roundabout figure with Big Ball run. Who back in 15 years ago was running with that man run with a small block?
Yeah, but here's what you got to do, too. These small blocks ain't what small blocks were 10 years ago. Hey, Billy Glidden, 10 years ago at 41.
That's the whole point. That's the whole point I'm trying to make.
And I agree with him.
Hey, Terry.
I agree with him.
I mean, I think it's different with the Southern Sassman probably had Big Ball Factor feed him his lunch when he had that small block.
The Southern Assassins came to 41. 12, 13 years ago, and Mr. B handed the ass to him. Don't nobody know about that, though. Y'all don't know about that. Mr. B fucked the Southern Assassins up 10, 12 years ago.
Which car?
The story I heard, they let Lil Derrick go and wouldn't got him.
They let Lil Derrick go? They ain't even run Lil Derrick.
Yes, they did, man.
I'm talking about 15 years ago.
The fastest Southern Assassins was with the Punisher. The fastest Southern Assassins may have was with the Punisher.
Hey, Terry, what year did the Streetcar Chaos start? What year was that? That had to be, what, 2001,
2002? Yeah, I think so.
Okay, the Southern Assassins brought their ass up here with a black Mustang, and Mr. B fucked them people up with another Mustang.
Y'all not following? I understand what you're saying. I may be confusing the situation. I'm thinking of the last car I know of the Southern Assassin have, and that was the little Mustang small block that was badass.
That black one.
Yes, the black one. I don't think they had that car 15 years ago.
Hey, Pun, this Ron, man. Hey, I think you got some people mixed up, man. That black Mustang that came up here, that's from Detroit, man.
The Southern Assassins came up here
with an F body, man. They came up here with a Firebird, and they didn't race. They didn't race Mr. B. They raced Lil Derrick.
That black Mustang wasn't from Detroit. That black Mustang was from either South Carolina or North Carolina.
You got your people messed up, Paul.
Listen.
The Southern Assassins came up here with a third gen. Everybody, bro, and they race Lil Derrick.
We talking about two different races, though, Ron.
You just said they didn't even race Lil Derrick.
Hold it. I don't know nothing about that race, though. Maybe I wasn't around for that race. You got to think about it, Ron. I just come back on the scene, so a lot of what happened in 5 or 6 years, I might not have been around for. If you do the track record, you know what I'm saying. When I was around, we talking 2001, 2002. When I came off the streets in 2003, we had already fucked the Southern Assassins up. Y'all didn't know nothing about that. They came up here talking that shit. You know, the boy with the red hair named Billy from North Carolina came up to Chicago talking that bullshit with the Mustang. He told everybody in 41 that if you had a little block with a Mustang, a little block on 28th to 29th, he gonna fuck you up. We had a little block with 28s on it with a turbo on it. We pushed their shit back for 2,500.
Hey DJ, did you know?
I don't remember that.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Did you know Boogeyman?
had the cop a head cop.
Yeah.
Now, he was a bad motherfucker.
He sure
small
was.
Block.
Boogeyman was. It sure was Batman.
I ran. He beat me back in 0, I think it was about 07, 06.
Uh-huh. See, that's roughly kind of around what I'm talking about right in there as far as, you know, the cars I was seeing that was bad. Because basically what you guys said, that's when stuff started hitting the internet. Because we really wasn't doing it. Y'all got to understand, that's what really started bridging the gap of us kind of seeing people from other places. You know, when we start watching the Indicut videos and the other videos start coming out.
Hey, DJ, I'm going to tell you this, man. When I first got the Green Goblin, Pro Charge car, I thought I was fly. We took the trip to North Carolina, running some damn 530s, some 530s and 520s, thinking we was going to take over the world. Them people had small blocks down there, man, that would have handed us our lunch. But because we have Pro Chargers and Superchargers, they thought that we were faster than what we were. They had a burgundy Malibu out of New York or New Jersey, the green money or cash money or whatever they were. Them people, man, was running in the folds on one freaking system. One system running in the folds, man. And we were trying to run them with a Pro Charger car running 530. If I'm lying, Ryan, on the phone, he'll text.
Yeah, we would have got our back rolled out.
They had a small block in there?
No, they didn't have a small block. It was a big block in there.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. Yeah.
It was some Puerto Rican boys.
Yeah. Chris Tootin had a freaking streetcar. Back then, I didn't know who he was back then. He wanted to run it. That man was running. Ron, wasn't he in the falls then, too? Like a 490?
I don't know, but he would have whooped us. Man, we weren't ready for that.
No.
You thought you were.
Hey, what about that Nova that they had tucked off in the corner waiting on us?
Yeah, Chris Mack. Chris Magnum had a Nova sit like 2 inches off of the ground. Man,
it was like a full chassis car, man.
Well, it's no doubt that this guy was flying.
Times have changed, man. Like I said, right now it is what it is. I mean, the people that was bad before, I think you just let their legacy stand. And don't try to discredit anything they was doing, because if they was bad in their day, they was bad in their day. But all I say, it's a new day now.
You know what, Ben, man, you know, for the issue that's at hand, I mean, you know, I'm from Chicago. I gotta take my hat off to the guys down south, man. They done flipped the whole. We used to be faster than y'all down there, but now. The whole circle that flipped around, man. Y'all took advantage. Y'all got better weather. Y'all have better tracks.
That's what I was gonna say. It's just we got more time. I mean, we got more time. We can pretty much race year round down this way. You know, so
yeah.
I mean, I have to take my hat off to you guys up there for the one that it takes a little extra dedication and determination to. And extra money a lot of times to even get something ready, and then the only way you can test it if you got to travel 10-11 hours to part of the country.
I agree with you on that, and I agree with Big Pun on. I believe we make more power than y'all up here. Yeah, that's no doubt. But
well, the thing is right now, man. I mean, power really so much ain't it? Everybody got damn power. It's power. Man.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. You know,
and y'all have more time and more data.
Yeah,
y'all could get more data and more time to figure it out. You know, we got roughly what four, five, maybe 5 months at the most to play around and dial and tune it all in.
But let me tell you this too: that a lot of people, if you're dealing with especially on an extreme type caliper car, a lot of people are going to be using kind of some of the same tuners, and tuners are busy as hell. I mean, you got tuners that are booked up, you know, months in advance. You got to try to get in where you fit in, this or that. So it ain't so much an advantage if you're waiting. You could be sitting around waiting for a tuner to fit you, because you in, and it don't matter what your weather is like wherever you're at if you're waiting on that tuner.
Yeah, it's not like there's a good tuner.
Play, man.
Yeah, it's not like there's a good tuner in every city.
That's true.
Nah,
man,
there's a lot of factors that come in play, and with all them factors, man, the South has the advantage, man.
When you deal with tuners, it kind of levels the playing field a little bit, because like what I just said. You know, if a tuner, I mean, the thing is, like, if a tuner said, look, I'm going to be in Florida, this is where you need to be, guess what? If you know like I know, you better get your ass
down. Hey, Chris Toon had four cars tuning at the track, and all of them from up north last Saturday.
Yep.
Hey, man, can you imagine how crazy that man had to be, wide the fuck open? I mean, I couldn't even imagine what was going
four
on.
Four damn cars. And was driving one of them.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, you talk about somebody working, that's going to have to be a busy body that day. I can guarantee. Yeah.
Hey,
and
man, this is a good conversation. Good conversation. I love it. You know, I know a lot of people think I'm a turncoat or whatever, but it ain't that, man. It ain't that. I'm seeing it every freaking day, man. I'm seeing it every day. I'm seeing some guys with some damn junk running down this track and flying. It's proof in the pudding, you know? Proof in the pudding. So people think that I'm trying to downgrade the North. It ain't that, man. I'm the freak. That's where I'm from. That's where my guys at, man. I don't do no stuff like that, but guys try to make it more than what it really is, you know?
Hey, Bill.
Yeah.
It ain't like that, Biz. Hey, you right, Biz. Because, you know, some of them guys, man, they're really put the time and the effort to get their car to run, and some of them guys down south running, man. I'm going back on mute.
Yeah.
Well, I don't believe it's that. I think it was all in a nutshell what they just said. Man, them guys down there had the time to put you know, just dial their cars in. That's all. You know, we just had the time. Some of the new stuff come out. They didn't try it already before we get a chance to try it this summer. We still waiting. We just had 6 inches of snow, and them guys been at the track last week. So you know, they just had time to dial it in before us.
Yeah.
But I know guys. I've been going to Hattiesburg since 2002, 2003. I know guys like Leon and Three Lug and Dragon them. They've been going in the '90s and stuff. You know, it's some people who know how to get move around. And they've been in too, so they ain't the only one.
Big Will.
Yeah.
Hey, check this out here. How many guys up here where we at? Who got their car ready right now?
I'm going to Holly Springs on this weekend, hopefully.
You see,
right,
you see,
right.
Got your car ready. You see some boy from Detroit did last weekend. They got shit ready. They went their ass down there, get their cars tuned in, and called in and everything to get ready for the race season. Yeah, man, they're making excuses, man. You know? I'm going to say the same thing about my team. We need to get together. Everybody. Up north. Man, we get the car ready. We take you to the house.
You
go soon. Go do it.
You got to understand, too, you know, everybody's financial situation ain't like everybody else's either. I mean, it takes a lot to build a car for one, and then on top of that, you got to spend a lot of money if you're gonna get a quality tuner. All that stuff costs money. So I mean, some people have to do it like they can do it. Also, you know. So.
Hey DJ, you know what? Another fact. I'm glad you said that about the money, about the finances. Another thing that the South has an advantage. Man, y'all cost of living is extremely lower than ours up here.
It is. That's true.
So you know,
that
you
money,
got,
that money
that,
is
that's,
still
that's more money.
Around
that's more
there.
Money you can put in a car. You know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think y'all pay for
money.
Y'all pay
for money still
flowing
in the north.
You say what, DJ?
I think the pay scale up north is probably a little higher too, though.
Yeah, but I mean, it's still. Ask my man down there.
Well, I mean, this, what I'm saying, I'm not trying. What I'm saying, it don't matter really what you got going on. It's expensive. Is all I'm saying.
Exactly.
And
exactly. Everything is.
If you're trying to go, it don't matter how fast. Really, if you're trying to go faster than the norm, listen, man, it costs.
Exactly.
Well, I guess I got my question. My question is, and this is a little bit off the tip of drag racing, but if y'all guys watch the NFL, most of your NFL players come from Florida, Texas, and California. I don't care what team they play for. They can play for the Vikings, the Steelers, the daggone Seahawks. Y'all got a different advantage down south because even the athletes generally come from down south. You listen to Shannon Sharp talk. You listen to Byron Sapp, all them people talk. Y'all got an advantage in the South that we don't have up North. And that's even in football, point blank.
That's calling them big old country boys.
Look, because we got all daggone seasons. We got to plan. When racing season ain't going on, we got to plan other stuff to do. We're going to chill with our women at the movies. We're going to go to shows. We're going to go to plays. So we got more stuff to do up north. But down south, I mean, I done driven all through the south. I can drive through a place and see a track just abandoned waiting for people to race. But up north, it's a little different because we got a lot more stuff to do than to worry about racing. Once race season over, we moving on to something else. We at the mall. We trying to get dressed. We trying to do other stuff. But down south, y'all can focus on what y'all do down there. Even if it's racing, if it's pumping iron, if it's getting ready for the football season, the track season. But you look at your athletes, all your athletes for the most part, they come from Texas, Florida, and California, them hot states.
I can't say that.
Well, I mean,
Ohio State, Michigan, Indiana, Wisconsin?
Those are colleges that recruit. They're colleges that recruit down south. If you listen to where these guys come from, you listen to where they come from. They recruit down
they
south.
They hometown.
Yes, Michigan.
They hometown.
Their hometown, exactly. You look where they recruit from. They recruit from the south.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
It's no doubt what he's saying is true, overall. But it's not that we don't care and don't do it, but we, like he's saying, and at some points he's telling the truth. And plain and simple, Northern Slicker, we got a lot of game we trying to pull, and like you said, getting dressed, we going stepping, skating, and all that. And down south, they got more time to concentrate on what they're doing, and that's great.
I'm gonna say this. Let me tell y'all something. One thing that you gotta realize, when it comes to your racing program, you have to really sit down and analyze what it is you're doing and what it is that you're trying to do, and try to deal with the most knowledgeable people that you can. Because to be perfectly honest with you, if somebody really knows what they're doing from the rooter to the tutor, it really don't take that long to get your car dialed in. I know people that's got it done first day out.
Well, they had a lot of good knowledge before they went in.
They had a lot of knowledge, exactly. What I'm saying is you can spend a lot. Or a good amount one time, or you can spend a whole lot doing it two or three times or four times. You probably
spend more.
If you spend it right the first time and deal with the right people, hey, you get a lot farther.
You said a good point, dealing with the right people. See, a lot of times people don't wait on Chris Tootles. They try to go with this guy, then they go with this guy, then they end up maybe with Chris Tootles. But it's a lot of good tuners. Somebody just made a statement talking about it's not a good tuner in every state. It's no doubt in my mind, I believe it's not only one, it's two, three, four, five of them. They're just not popular, and they're not spreading it like that. But there's good tuners all over.
But you know what? The way technology, and I hate to say it again, the way technology is right now, your tuner don't even have to be in your state. Your tuner don't even have to be at the track with you.
That's right. That's right.
Hey, DJ. Hey, DJ, what you said about, you said you know somebody that went to the track, got it right the first time. They kind of very slow. They kind of very slow.
No.
Or they was just some dumb luck.
No. No.
I don't care who you got helping you, man. Every car is different, man.
I'm not saying.
He's right. DJ right. It's the motherfuckers go right out there and go fast. They know what the fuck they doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Hell no.
Yes, it is.
That ain't the first time that cop been out.
He didn't get a chance to make but three passes in Georgia, and they lose.
Exactly. Yeah.
You said what?
He didn't have three passes in Georgia, and they lose.
Oh yeah,
no,
But you know what? He's just scratching the surface.
Exactly.
They taking baby steps. They just scratching the surface.
Right.
I don't care who you are. You ain't gonna go out on the first trip and run your, you know, your fastest time.
Hey, let me tell you
something. You're not gonna run the fastest time.
Let me finish my statement.
You ain't gonna come out with no brand new combo and say your car, the fastest ever gonna go is a 470, and you're gonna run a 470 first time out. And it don't go no more faster than that.
Man, I can tell you like this. You got some people that know this, that got the formula figured out so much to a T.
Yeah.
They can pretty much tell you to do this, and you're going to run this. And they have proven it time and time again.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
boom, there it is.
You're right about that.
I agree with that.
I agree with that, but it's not going to happen on the first day, man. It's not.
I'm telling you, man, what I'm saying to you is, I'm not telling you something that is not fact. I'm telling you fact. And it's happened on more than three or four occasions that I know of.
Yeah, he's right about that.
I agree, DJ.
All I'm saying is take the time and try to spend the money
one time.
Hold on, DJ.
No. Let me tell you. So you tell me, a 2000 horsepower twin turbo car, and you gonna go, and that tuner gonna put all that time in that car on that first rip out.
I'm not saying that first day.
I said, basically, this
is what I'm saying. They may say the car is capable of doing this, but they tell you it should do this. It should do this, no problem. Pretty much the first day out, if you do everything what we say do.
That's exactly what he said. So let's put some numbers on it. So you tell me if your engine bill tell me everything right, you're going to run some 470.
Hold on.
And the first day you go on, he's going to hit you in 470.
Okay, listen to what I'm saying, Ben. It's more of a collective thing.
I was going to say it's easier to do that with a Nike.
Your engine building, your chassis building, all those people got to be on the same page, man. It ain't just gonna be the engine building.
No, I'm saying that today, but maybe would have.
Hey, DJ, and everything brand new, right? This is a new car, new motor, everything, right?
I can tell you, I know people that have done it with brand new cars. And the best to go out there the first day and do.
Nitrous or force induction?
No, is it a chassis car, a back half car?
No.
Is it stock suspension?
I'm talking stock suspension.
Okay.
I can't believe that one. We're wrapping that timing in with a turbo car. The first three pass, they're going to blow the damn tires out.
Hold on. When you got people that know the formula, that know exactly what to do, and the car is set up just like how they say set it up, I mean, they get out there and do it.
It ain't nothing.
They do it like it ain't nothing, man. Easy.
Well, they're running slowly, man.
Yeah. You went through a lot, and I understand it, but it's not a rocket science no more to get them cars to go 470, 450. It's not a rocket science.
It's not hard to get a car to go 470, but
it's not going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight.
Hold on. What we got to understand, this is what I'm saying. All you got to understand is, bottom line is, you got to do whatever. First of all, you got to know you're dealing with somebody that know what the fuck they're talking about, and you got to spend the money and buy everything they tell you to get.
Let's take Steve Petty and Tim Litt, that vet they had. With all the knowledge and everything they know, I don't think they got that vet to run his potential on the first time out.
Let me tell you this. But they probably didn't. You got to understand, especially with them, they running probably 3,000 and 4,000 horsepower. Now, that's them on that. I'm not speaking on them because that's their thing. What you got to understand is Steve Petty is a tuner. That car has to be right to make Steve Petty's knowledge work. That car has to work to make his knowledge work in that car.
True.
It's totally two different things. He may know.
Petty's a tuner. What's his name? Tim Lynch is the driver and the engine builder, and I'm sure they had a chassis guy out there.
They're not the only people in the world. You got certain people that know what to do on certain things, and what you got to understand is usually Tim Lynch them is usually always trying to push the envelope because they trying to be the baddest in the world in that class, and when you're at that caliber, it probably will take a little more time with a car like that.
They're pushing the envelope.
You know, they're trying to do some. Go ahead.
What DJ saying is when you put your combination together and you have a certain combination. And your engine builder, your chassis builder, your transmission guy, they just about can tell you that, you know, without all this extra tweaking with the combination that you have and the way your car sit right now, a lot of us have heard people say your car can easily run, you know, 490. So you go out and your car runs 499, 50, you right where they said. That's all DJ is saying. You're going to be right in the ballpark of where these people say you're supposed to be.
I'm going to throw one other thing out there. Your car's got to have the car. The car is probably one of the most, that car has to be there. That car has to be enough car. You got to have enough car to handle what you're trying to do. Yes.
Hey, DJ, you may agree with me, you may agree with me not. When you go to your engine builder and when your engine builder is making your power,
first thing he's going to ask you is who's building your car. Well, if he knows you got a good car, he know where your car come from, then that's when your engine builder or your tuner will put their stamp on it about how fast you should go. So
let me tell you something. It's funny you say that because I've heard say if your car is halfway decent, it should do this. If it's a good car, it should do this. You know. But they give you a good guesstimation, but a lot of it does depend on your car,
on the car.
Talk that bit, Alan.
Oh. I'm surprised Biz disagree with that.
I disagree with what? I mean,
Biz,
I'm not saying that
so
you can't get to a number.
That.
I can't. Yeah, I did.
Biz is thinking, he's just saying the shit ain't gonna happen overnight. And in most cases, it don't. I'm just saying, I know several people that got it done first day out.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
You remember when you asked me to race in Hattiesburg with?
Yeah. Uh huh. When I first met you.
You know the reason why I wanted to race you.
Why?
Because you didn't have no car. You had power, but you didn't have no car. I said, he ain't got no car. He want to run a quarter mile. He ain't got enough car for no quarter mile. I'm going to take him out that back door.
Now, you're talking about Hattiesburg or Indiana?
Hattiesburg when you wrecked. I looked up under your car. I said,
Now, do you know then? I was dead then and didn't know it. I found out what you ran.
Right.
But again, I was dead then. My best chance of beating you with was at 41.
Right.
Because the track, you had to detune your car to get down the track.
Right.
That was the best chance I had to beat you. And
but
if the race would have been 400 feet, I want to beat you.
Right. But now, DJ right on that, because when we built the Predator, he rebuilt the whole car. He rebuilt everything on that car. And this is a different motor. We had another motor we put in it. They put the motor in, put everything in it. They made one pass with the car, and the car went damn near where we wanted it to go on the first damn pass. We were tickled to death. This was 2 or 3 years ago now. It's 2 or 3 years ago, but I know you could engine builder can build your engine, and you can say well your chance man said, I'm gonna build you a good caliber car, and y'all can do this and do that, and if you got some good folks or people surrounding this car, you know, so people like Mike Hill, Stevie Jackson, Lil Mo,
I agree to that too. I agree to that with Nitrous Car.
They get them damn your cars running what you want, shit, 2 or 3 passes, you know, on a good day. But sometimes it might take 10, 20, or 100. But it has been proven that you can get a car to go what you want to go right away. If you got the right people surrounding it.
Yeah.
And right off top, the engine builder, you off the dyno, you know you're making the power. You got 1,400 horsepower, you know you got that right off top. Now you got to rely on the chassis man. If that man knows you got a good car and everything's right, you know what you're going to go. He knows.
If you got a skinny kid car, he built a good car. You got a Wolfman, they built a good car over there.
Yep.
You know, you got cars like that, shit, you already know.
That's right.
You know. I mean,
it still takes somebody to know where to put them shocks at, them struts at.
Right.
That shit is so important, man. You gotta know where.
Jimmy Blackman built a good car.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, Shepard, they used to build a good car when they built a car. Shepard built a good damn car. You know, you just have to know who you're dealing with, you know. Southern Speed, they built a damn good car. Oh, you know, Gatewood Race Cars, he built a good car. He out of Jackson, Mississippi. He built a good car.
The good thing is, The best thing if your engine builder, your chassis man, and your tuner, if all three of them got a good relationship and they've been working with each other and they know what the hell to do, that's what's called to me the dream team. You got your dream.
Oh yeah. Bonovan, he ran Yahweh DJ Grant Bonovan. He built a damn good car.
The next thing you got to do is drive the car.
Yeah.
Everybody can't get it. Everybody can't get in there and drive them new cars. You know, you be off the mark, over rev and under rev.
A lot of stuff has to be done in these cars before you go to the track. You have to scale them. You have to get the ride height checked, pinion angle. You have to check the toe on the front. You know, if you don't do all these things, you're going to be wrestling with that motherfucker when you go there. You a bunch of guys from up north. They don't do that. Perry don't do that to his car. He put a motor in it. He put the motor in it. And Perry's going to the track. And he's going to race you.
Hey, and that, what's that tell you? We ran over Predator with that car.
Well, I ain't said Perry. I said Perry.
Oh.
I was getting ready to say, which you didn't have to go there.
Hey, yes, you did. You got to keep it straight. You got to keep it in what it is. God dang it.
Hey, Witt, that was a low blow there, man.
Yeah. No, I'm just telling you, if you don't do certain things,
listen, man, he's absolutely right, man. I mean, the thing is, I had knowledgeable people that was helping me, but at the same time, they couldn't go when I wanted to go, and I like to go racing. And my thing is, there's a lot of shit that I don't know about the shit that I had.
Right.
You know, and I'm having to do every goddamn thing by myself.
You know, and you have to have good pit crew. If you don't buy first thing to go in your trailer when you go racing, you're not gonna go fast. You gotta have good shit to take with you. You got to have good tag gauges. You got to have something to keep your transmission cool. You have to have all that kind of shit. But, you know,
my man Bobby had all that.
Yeah. He did. And he went fast.
Hey.
Yeah, sir.
Take the brakes off of him.
And that's why he went fast.
Hey, man, what's all this goddamn noise on this goddamn show, man? What's all this old bullshit-ass noise you got going on this crackling-ass show out there?
All right, BT, we don't want to hear.
Man, goddamn, man. Y'all hurt my, y'all making my head hurt, man.
Hey. Jay give you permission to talk?
Hey, motherfucker. Jay called me on this regular ass goddamn show. I was on my own goddamn show. Jay called me on this motherfucking show. You want to call who?
Whoever called you, tell them to hang up.
Who you said called? You said you gonna call? Well, you got a lot of motherfuckers in the closet on this show, kid. What the hell going on?
We got 6 feet of snow up here.
BET.
Bunch of goddamn cowards on this motherfucking show. I'm on the wrong goddamn show.
Didn't you have a show, BET?
Man, I'm on the wrong goddamn show. Get me off this motherfucking shit. I thought Jay Barnes was on it. Where Jay Barnes at, man?
Hey, you know, all you got to do is hit the end button right on your phone.
Terry.
It says END.
Terry.
Hit it.
Terry.
Yeah. Yep.
Is you coming this weekend so I can knock your dick across the street, man? What you going to do, man?
We're watching the weather. It'll be last minute.
Yeah.
If we're there.
I ain't looking good right now.
If we're there, we're coming Saturday and staying until Sunday.
Well, we looking for your ass to come on because we got something planned for your goddamn ass.
Uh-huh.
We tired of you getting on your goddamn radio claiming you're a bad motherfucker from the north. We finna show you something, boy.
Hey, Lil Ron.
Yeah.
Me and Manti are gonna take a ride to Holly Springs.
Lil Ron with the little booster car? Yes.
Lil Booster, will you hurry up and get ready, man, so you can put DJ Grant in his goddamn place, man?
Can you please hurry up and tighten your shit up, man? So you can fuck that
I'm trying. I'm trying, BET. I'm trying, man.
It sounds like me and Ron in the same boat. I don't know if Ron got oil pressure yet. You got oil pressure yet, Ron?
Man, I ain't got oil pressure. I ain't got tire pressure. I ain't got no kind of pressure.
We about to say.
I like that little motherfucker now. As long as his car running, I won't say nothing to him. But when his car ain't running, I get mad at the motherfucker just to hear him talk. You know what I'm saying? I don't be wanting to hear him say shit, because I know he'll go now. That goddamn car, if that goddamn
will
car
he?
Ready, that motherfucker will race you, man. That man will race you now. Now, he'll do that. But when he ain't got that goddamn car,
I'm glad you finally said that,
BJ.
I knew you knew that. But I know you just never really
was. DJ, I've been saying it the whole time. I just know you ain't ready to race, so I want you to shut the fuck up. That's all.
Listen, who do you see me threatening, man? I ain't threatening nobody.
Man, you're the loudest motherfucker on the phone tonight,
goddamn. Hold on. Let me say, all I say is, when you see me and you see the car, it ain't no argument. Just get your ass up there. Because you know I'm going to go, and I'm trying to go.
They gonna have to do that now, that DJ. I got to give you that credit now. I've been knowing you, motherfucking ass. You will race, but I just don't like the fact that when you can't race, you running your goddamn mouth.
I don't be trying to challenge nobody when I ain't ready. I ain't one challenging. Besides,
but you
that. All I can say is right now I'm feeling some type of way because it ain't gonna be long. It ain't gonna be too much long.
Well,
my shit gonna be together this time.
But DJ, will you just take my advice for these last couple weeks, whatever?
I'm gonna be quiet.
Will you do that?
Okay. Yes, sir. I'll do that. Okay.
Well, like I said, you will bust a motherfucker that goddamn mouth real quick when you got oil pressure. I know that. But LaBusa.
Yeah, what up?
It still stands, man. Fuck him up for me, you know? You get all fresh.
Hey, BET. Hey, you know, DJ got some races locked in already from the boys up north.
Man, I tried to get that little motherfucker to be quiet, but that little motherfucker feeling some type of way, man. He just do not like for a motherfucker to draw on him no kind of way, man. He don't want you to call his goddamn name.
Hey, you don't have to answer to it. That's all right. If you call him, you don't have to answer to it.
I heard him lock them razors in. I heard him. I damn sure heard him do it. I was like, shaking my goddamn head, man. this motherfucker here ain't even got oil pressure. Goddamn, he locking them motherfucker ass in. What the hell you think he gonna do when he get oil pressure?
Right?
Yes, sir. Now, I know that. Y'all got hell on your hand now. But I'm trying to get a motherfucker fucked up. Who won't get fucked up this weekend? I'm in the fuck you up mode tonight.
Hey, BET, man, we got 6 inches of snow on the ground. Ain't nobody ready up here.
Well, it ain't snowing down here.
We just talked about that.
Bring your ass, goddammit. It ain't cold down here. It ain't snowing down here. Feel good. The motherfucker down here.
Last time y'all said that y'all had some, got cold down there. Be quiet.
a half inch of snow put him on a, what was a state of emergency?
Yeah.
Goddamn, got a sheet of ice on 55 trying to get out of Memphis.
I thought that was south of us. That was a lot south and east of us. They didn't get up too bad. Oh, this way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they fuck with them. But yeah, I'm in to get you fucked up tonight. I'm in to get you fucked up tonight. Who want help? Who want to get fucked up? Anybody, Terry? You got anybody on here want to get fucked up?
Like I said, I'm bringing Mantia. We're gonna try if we come, if the weather's good and we come, we're gonna try Predator.
Why
y'all always want Predator, man? Why y'all always want Predator?
We're slow up here. We got, you know.
You know what? I got to agree with you.
You got something slower?
BT. I swear, man. They always everybody want to jump.
Everybody want to run Predator, man. Predator is a fucking street car, man. He can't be running all these old goddamn all out race cars, turbo goddamn cars.
What's the difference
in a big block nitrous car
and a big block turbo car?
I can see that too. But they got two cars on 28. They got Junior and they got Predator. But I do see they all that the Predator is always the first one everybody draw. They all I think that's the most popular car. Hold on, I'm gonna say this. I think motherfuckers is for a surprise with that fucking Predator this year. That's just my opinion. I don't know, but I think some motherfuckers gonna be stepping in some dog shit fucking with the Predator this year. That's just my good opinion. Because everybody keep drawing on that motherfucker. Witt is way too smart to let y'all motherfuckers keep drawing on that goddamn Predator.
Well, like I said, they gonna get what the fuck they asking for. They keep the fuck on mentioning Predator out their goddamn mouth. We're gonna have them fucked up.
Hey, we'll try.
Then you're gonna be running back. Talking about, don't go down there fucking with that Predator. Don't go down there with that Predator. You get fucked up.
Hey, BT, one thing about us up here in the Midwest, it's easier in hell to get a race locked in. We ain't going to sit and argue with you and bullshit around.
I agree with that, too, now, BT. I say that, too. It don't be that much arguing. These motherfuckers up there, they like to go now.
Well, they like to go, DJ, but they want to pick who they fucking go with. That's the problem with them.
You only got
that's part of the game. That's part of the game, player.
Will, lay down, Will.
Believe it or not, DT, I'm laying down talking to you.
Put a pillow up under you, then, because I'm about to fuck you up, guy. Look here. I understand them guys, they don't have no problem with racing up there. But you come down here and you asking for trouble, don't come down here picking no motherfucker. You claim you be a bad motherfucker. We're going to put the bad motherfucker we got on you.
We ain't claiming we're the baddest. We're just coming to race.
Man, y'all coming with them goddamn turbo motherfuckers. 4,000 horsepower. We ain't got no 90,000, no 400 goddamn horsepower. 4,000 horsepower, man.
Then stay in your lane. Stay in your lane.
We in our lane, man. We will fuck them up, man.
I got to say, listen, man, in the eighth of mile, man, y'all seen the shit in these shootouts, man. That's in the eighth of mile, man. It's whoever can get the point A to point B the fast. That's it. I mean,
nope.
All that damn horsepower ain't shit, cause ain't nobody using all they got.
Well, like I said, it's really sad for them to draw on cars.
It's a tuner game. It ain't no horse.
I bet you if we had got that turbo in the camp, that motherfucker would not race that motherfucker. You hear me? They would not draw on that goddamn turbo.
I think they would. I think they would.
Hold on a minute. I'm finna see. Whit, where you at?
Yeah, where up?
Hey, Whit, what? Can you get our turbo boy? Can you get our turbo boy to be a better son?
I can call.
Who you talking about?
Turbo Tim?
Oh, you shut the hell up, no. Goddamn Bob. Hey, Whit, call our turbo guy in our camp. Call our turbo guy. They said they will run our turbo. Call our turbo guy and have him up there to see what he come up with.
Hang on, Ronald.
Is he grudging Sunday? I told you I'm in to get you fucked up mode tonight. I told you that. I'm gonna get you fucked up.
They don't watch.
I get you fucked up, man. You keep on. I get you fucked up, man.
Oh, shit. I like that, BT. He grudges Sunday.
Yes, sir.
You
got to watch BET. Oh. He's big now.
Yes, sir. I told you I'm in to get you fucked up tonight. I'm in to get you fucked
up.
It's good to have y'all guys on there, man. Like I said, shoot the shit with y'all, man. I'm just having fun, man. But like I said, we trying to go, man. We trying to find somebody after the goddamn roll call we have this weekend, man. That's all we trying to do.
Oh, we got somebody from the Midwest coming down there to entertain you boys, BT.
Who that, Ben?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who you got, Ben?
We got a guy called the Madman Mattia. He coming down there. He coming down there with an old Mustang.
Yeah, I know Mattia. We gonna fuck Mattia up, man. we gonna send his ass back up there, goddamn it, with patches on his motherfucking ass. We're skin him up so bad.
Wait, y'all say his name is what? Say his name again.
It's Madman Mattia. That's
Mattia.
Who I'm coming.
Y'all call him something else? The Madman or something?
No.
That's just something I threw out there, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You got to give him some kind of street name, man. Give him some type of street cred.
I think the way BET talking, he going to be going back up the road, man.
Yes, sir. I'm gonna get him fucked up. I'm gonna get him fucked up coming down here with that bullshit,
man.
He coming to a Class A track. That's for sure.
Hey, I called Pumpkin.
Oh, yeah?
Try to get Pumpkin to go. He ain't ready.
You know what? Whitney got a street car now. Whitney got a street car now.
He's not ready.
Hold on, what? Okay. Whoa, wait a minute. Tell me about the streetcar with y'all got. What? Tell me about the streetcar.
It's just a full interior, pump gas, Mustang.
No cage. No fiberglass.
No cage.
All interior. Mufflers out the back. Streetcar.
Who's that with?
Yeah, that's with them car. Yeah.
What kind of
car is it?
Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Little baby.
I'm going to be looking for a new name real soon. You going to name my car BET?
Big
what
baby.
Is it?
I'll name it. What kind of car is it?
It's a Mustang, black Mustang, 4i.
4i Mustang, 89
mm-hmm.
model?
86. Yeah, 86 old.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah, let me see that motherfucker go out and check.
Wait a minute. Kids
just
gave him a hell of a... God,
you
hear that
kid's
name.
Mission Impossible.
That's it.
Is it impossible to win a race because I got Willie Dog as a driver?
You got that right.
There you have it, R.B. It's the number one. Hey! That's my finish right there, goddammit.
Hey, man, don't make me get the old man on the phone, man. Y'all
hey,
question his driving skills.
You're going to have an old antique motherfucker behind the wheel, goddammit. You know it's a problem for that motherfucker to get it up again.
You can't get it up no more
without that goddamn blue pill. You got a blue pill in that motherfucker. It's over with.
Yeah, I had that before, and I traded it. So
get the yellow one, Biz.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
What's that yellow one called?
Cialis.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna name the car. Cialis.
What's the name of the other car, Biz?
Which one?
You got two Mustangs, I heard.
Yeah. That's a street car, man. I don't, you know, that's a little street car. And when I say street car, I mean a true street car. I can get on the highway with and cruise 60.
Hey, I'm putting together one of those, too.
Oh, okay. But I got a grown man sitting over here in the garage, though. When I get a body for that grown man, I'm definitely coming up north.
Biz, where are you going this weekend?
Five Star Chevrolet. Try to push me out a couple of units.
Hey, Biz, you Five Star, what is that, Warner Robins?
Warner Robins, yeah, right by the Air Force Base.
Okay.
Man, is that same Air Force Base when we shot that video, bit that ain't that the plane where we took off from?
No, that was Macon. You know what? I wonder what was the same Air Force Base. I'm at Brady.
We got on the private jet. we just flying over Dubai.
Ain't got but one down there,
Bill. Hey, man, listen here, man. Some people thought that was for real, man. God, dog, man. Man, they got a jet going over there in Turkey.
Them motherfuckers need to put, they spend all the money on a grudging plane. They need to put the money in their goddamn cars.
Hey, when's the next grudging TV show coming out?
Really? I don't know. Probably in about a couple weeks. Hey,
I heard
the trailer
where I was editing it out.
Yeah, DJ Tav was editing it out. Hey, man, I seen that crash over in Mississippi, BET, dude with that pretty blue Nova. Sick.
Yeah, man. He was having problems when we was in Hattiesburg. He was having problems at Fat Tuesday. He was having problems getting down the track. And
he talking about Bullet Brother Don.
Yeah, it's his brother.
Oh, okay.
Don. He was having problems pooting and popping, and nitrogen was coming on and off, and hucking and bucking and shit. Man, I tell you, man, I wanted to tell him then, man, park that motherfucker. Because it was skipping. You know, it'll take off, and then it'll quit, and then take off again. You know? I don't know, man. He was having a problem with that damn car. I don't know, man. That was fucked up.
That was a car from the north.
That was Nuck old car. Nuck in Tokyo old car.
Man, he put that damn thing on the roof.
Damn.
Bill, let me ask you something, Bill. Now, I want you to give me an honest answer. What about in the grudge bowl, the idea that I came up with, what about that have anything to do with Grudge National?
The way you explained it, really got nothing to do with Grudge National. I mean, man, listen, man. You got too many people that get sensitive or just like controversy, one or the other, man. I mean, you know, World's Grudge National stands by itself, and Super Bowl gonna stand by itself, man. You know, I mean, this is a bad example, but hell. NFL and the AFL existed together. The NFL and the USFL existed together. You know, I mean, one of them all is bankrupt at one point.
I'm just getting a lot of negative feedback from your high gun, man. And you know, it's just something about I don't understand, man.
I'm gonna say this too. Did you try to involve dog in the planning and the structure, the infrastructure?
No.
Okay, see, that could be an issue because, you know,
I was just about to segue to that.
You know, we done gave dog this title as Godfather. Now, if you was in a Sicilian family, if we was in a Sicilian family, you know, and this man is the Godfather, stuff need to be ran through him, or at least ask his opinion. If you didn't, we don't put him to the pedestal of being Godfather. He may take that as a disrespect by y'all being close friends and things of that sort and that nature, and you ain't asked him about it, you ain't asked his opinion, you know, because we all know dog don't do this for money. We know that for a fact he don't do this for money, but he do like to be involved in some of the discussions. So if you took this upon yourself and y'all, close as y'all were, and you didn't run it past him, he might have took that as a disrespect. So that's definitely going to give you some negative energy.
Yeah, but at the same time, I can't say he's throwing salt on it, but is he throwing salt on the BET
I'm going to read you his last comment. Now, me and him been going at it on Facebook. I'm going to read you his last comment. He said, man, you didn't come up with shit. He said, you just changed the damn name of the World Grudge National. If your new friends were your real friends, they would tell you to your face instead of talking about it behind your back. Boy, you should make yourself Box of Rocks president.
Can I say something, BET?
Yeah.
Hey, BET, can I say something? He's not responsible for what he say.
Yeah. In my response to that, I told him, well, Mr. Smartass, tell me where in that statement is there any part giving the racist something to race? Our race.
BET.
Our race. Huh?
BET.
Yeah.
Hold on, what's up, guys? What's happening? Let me speak to everybody first. Hey, BET, what's happening? This D-Man. I want to holler at B is through BET. B, as you said that the name Godfather is what y'all gave him, do we really seriously believe that everything that's going to be done, can be done, will be done, should be done, or should not be done is going to be ran through him?
Not to the certain extent. I'm talking about him and BET. I'm going to answer it. If something is brought up between
them, I want to hear you.
If something was brought up through the trio, him, Mike, and Dog, the way that they were together, you would think that they would bounce ideas off of each other. And if BET broke off from that trio and did something upon himself, then that may have been thought of being disrespectful, you know. And that's just an opinion of mine. I could be way off in left field.
Right. And this is just my opinion also.
Mm-hmm.
My opinion is that, hey, the few little time I've known Dog, I think he's a cool old man. But if your opinion have carried any weight, have any truth to it, then I won't be the first one to tell Dog to sit his old ass down. Because that's just not how it's going to work.
Okay.
It's just not going to work that way. I mean, I like Dog, but it's just not going to work that way.
I told y'all
that's,
I was responsible for what he said.
That's the fictitious world, and now you got to deal with the real world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, the problem is,
you got to watch these titles. You get people, though.
Because these titles hold
authority.
Hey, Biz.
Yes.
What authority do you have with that title, though? That's just
up to this point, when they call that man the Godfather, they call that man show, hey, Godfather, what do you think about this? Godfather, we want to hear your opinion. So if you haven't been listening to his show or listening to his following, you won't understand what I'm
but
saying.
I could be wrong, but I think, wasn't Mississippi Joe that gave him that title?
Mississippi Joe was the first one to call him that.
But
it was a person that in the Godfather in the movie that we watched. It was one person that gave that name.
But B,
hold on,
man. Let's be real about it.
that's just something people say. A lot of people that give him that name, that call him that, when they call this show, and I'm one that just be real, when they call that show and say Godfather, they laughing like a mother behind it. They're not really
sometimes,
serious about that, man.
Sometimes they don't, brother.
Sometimes they do.
I'm gonna say this now. Everybody, I mean, he's very Dog is probably one of the most knowledgeable people about and around the game. But he is not the game. No one person is above or beyond any other person in the game. He's a person that's
when an analogy hit me, I gotta say it. Is that you, D?
No, this
is
DJ. What's up?
I know you, DJ. Is that you, D?
Yes, D.
Okay, so everybody in Chicago will understand what I'm about to say. I never met King Shorty in my life, but I ran under Black Disciple. And damn it, what they said, King Shorty said, I follow what he said. And all the guys in Chicago understand what I'm saying.
Hold on. You mixing apples and oranges, man. You know you are.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I'll show you why you're mixing apples and oranges. You may have never met the man, but you knew for sure that his title, his power, really was his title, really was his power. Now, that's not
that's his title, and that's a title somebody gave him. You can't see that analogy.
Can I
answer that question? Why he got the name Godfather?
Go ahead. Yeah.
He got the name Godfather from people that don't know as much about racing as he does. I ain't never finna call him no Godfather, but I don't think he know no more than I know.
Well, it's King Shorty wasn't your king. Larry Hoover wasn't your king. But that still did not make him not the king.
That was things that Shorty has done, because that truly entitled him to that title.
And it's something that Dog may have done that Mississippi Joe and all the rest of them call him Godfather.
Man, that man don't act like no goddamn Godfather, man. That man ain't got to be no motherfucking Godfather of his.
I'm just ABT. I'm
you the Godfather,
gonna be in
the Biz, if you the Godfather, you the Godfather all the time. You can't be the Godfather one day and then revert to come out here on vacation the next goddamn day. Come on, man.
That is true. Now I gotta agree with you there. I 100% agree with you.
All right, then. So we can kill that Godfather shit. This is an old decrepit.
I just summed it up,
This old decrepit ancient motherfucker. Ain't got a part in nothing and don't want to see another
I gotta say this though, BT. Before this incident, this run in with and I want you to be truthful with me.
I just stopped putting up with the bullshit, bitch. I ain't never agreed with it. I just stopped.
Okay,
you never felt
that he was a Godfather.
Come on, that BT. No, hell no. That motherfucker ain't been no Godfather. I've been just holding back
calling the game, man. He's great for racing, but sometimes power gets in the way.
I know one thing, D. That he is. He's a grudge racer. He's a grudge racer. Now, he's a true grudge racer. I give him that too. I know if he got a goddamn car in the track, he going to the motherfucker ass. I know that about it.
Yes.
That's true.
But see, BG, that's why I say that title is one thing. The time I've known, Doc, I think he's great for the game of grudge racing. But sometimes we just take titles. I mean, I don't know if that's the issue or not, but if that is the case, sometimes we take titles a little too far.
He is considered the Godfather.
We had a guy here, a kid, Noah. He actually slapped the guy because he wouldn't call him Kane. He wanted to be called Kane.
He wanted to change his name to the Kane.
And he would actually go off if you didn't call him there.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know. Hold on, y'all. Now, Whit, don't you be getting no goddamn ideas if somebody don't call you Grudge Race of the Year now.
Hey, man. Listen, just like a lot of people in the South consider Dog the Godfather of Grudge Race in the South, is the same title Big Drag holds up north or in the Chicagoland area. They consider drag
again,
as being...
I'm going to show you why you're mixing now. I just found out about Dog within the last couple of years. And I've been driving for 40 years.
I said
the
Grudge Race in the South.
That's what I'm trying to get this thing though. Drag is not just that way up here. Drag is looked at that way all over the United States. So he didn't travel all over the United States drag race since he was 16 years old.
He's not looked at the same down south as he looked up in the Chicagoland area.
Why not? Let me tell you why. It's a little different than you now.
Have you ever heard of Big Drag before, Grudgy?
Nah, I can't say that I did. I knew people that knew all about him, but I didn't.
Okay. Big Drag is known in his circle.
I met Big Drag for the first time in Hattiesburg.
Did you hear what DJ Grant said? DJ Grant said he didn't, but he known people that do.
And you can say that about Willie Dog. There's some people never heard of him, but somebody
in
Chicago knew all about him.
In the South.
Be honest with you. I only knew about Dog probably about a year or two before I knew
we're talking about the grudge world.
So that's a small circle. If you talk to 10 people, the only someone in the North that's going to know anything about Woody Dog going to be the one that went south and drag race like Drag did. If you talk to 10 people in the South about drag, nine of them going to know the man.
But let me say this, to be perfectly honest, and not even trying to say this or say that, Grudge Inc. is really the biggest part why we are what we are today. I mean, it's probably the most biggest part of this whole puzzle, bringing all of us together. Because this game has just become huge because of Grudge Inc. bringing everybody together like it is. I mean, it is what it is. I'm not trying to say no.
You missed my point. My point was D. You missed my point. What I was trying to say is, people gave Drag a name, and he upheld that name. Just like people gave Dog that name, and he's upholding that name. So you got some people that disagree with it.
You said I missed your point, Ben. But here's the point that I want no one to miss, and I'm glad you said what you said. I wasn't going to say this, but you said it. It's like this. Drag has never, ever, can no one ever say he's gotten upset because no one had called him about a certain title.
That's made up. You're talking about feelings and personal intellect and all that. I'm not talking about that. I'm trying to compare the titles. I'm comparing the titles. I'm not comparing the people.
I think DJ Grant said the best though. I'm on bandwagon with DJ for a minute. This Grudge Inc. thing has really exploded Grudge Racing, and if we don't watch our stuff as Grudge Racers, we will do exactly what they have always said that we do: self destruction.
True.
And that's what we're doing
totally
if we don't control ourselves.
We will destroy
ourselves. See, this is what I tried to explain yesterday when my phone dropped. When Dog had a good thing going yesterday when he brought this thing about the Willie Lynch Central. First thing we did was ran off with Willie Lynch and started calling the man by name, Willie Lynch, and that's not even it. It was Willie to Lynch. It's not a name, Willie Lynch. But I want to get into that. We will live up to that if we don't watch ourselves.
It doesn't have to be destroyed. But fighting them, in-house fighting, will destroy it.
And I got to say something about that. That faggot chemo. That faggot chemo, and it's recorded, and I want to listen back to it. Chemo, use a straight punk. Use a straight punk for bringing my name on a talk show talking about I told somebody time. First of all, how the hell I'm going to tell your time when I don't know your time? If you ran a 570, you ain't clock, you ain't put it on the clock. So how the hell
his time is slow. That's his time, slow. He ain't nobody.
He ain't nobody, and that's the problem. God. He ain't nobody, and he want to bring my name. Talking about I done came down south. I done came down south telling people time. How the hell I'm going to tell a grudge racist time when I don't know it? I don't look at nobody's tickets, and I don't go in no damn body's clock board. Use a faggot and a punk. Now, go run tell that.
God damn it.
Damn, Bill, you feeling all right tonight?
I don't like when somebody trying to assassinate somebody's character, man. I don't do no punk stuff like that. People's time is sacred. You know what I'm saying? That's how they hustle. I respect another man's hustle, man, because I try to hustle. You know what I'm saying? I don't tell nobody time. Now, if someone say, hey, man, if DJ come and ask me, hey, man, what you think he run? Man, I don't know. I put him at a 520. Hell, everybody do that. Don't anybody do that. But I ain't even went as far as saying that. I could guess anybody's time. Who don't guess their time? That's what grudge racing is all about. You try to guess a man's time. I put him at a 520. I put him at a 490. And then you go race him.
All I need is a 6 foot time. That's all I need.
Boy.
I can calculate the rest.
Hey, Biz.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm gonna do some unspeakable stuff to chemo this year, man. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait. Hey, Biz.
I want you to take care of chemo, and I want you to take care of Puerto Rican Pete. That's all I ask you. Them the only two grudge races you got to do this year. Take care of chemo and Puerto Rican Pete, and I can rest. I can go to sleep at night.
No, I got my sights on something a little bigger than that too, man. Hey, just to let everybody know, man, Set on Kill getting ready to drop this catfish in the water, man. We getting ready to drop catfish in the pond. And be well. That's all I'm saying. Be well.
Hey, Biz. Let me tell you something, Biz. That put this, as old Bruce said, put this in your car and smoke it. It was in the 60s here yesterday, Biz. How you like that?
It was 60 yesterday?
It was 60 plus here yesterday, Biz.
Okay, yeah, what was it today?
Hold on.
I want you to put this in the pocket. What was it today?
8:20.
Hey, what was y'all doing? Hey, what was y'all doing this morning about 10 o'clock?
Devilish snow.
It's 52, and it's 12 o'clock here at night. What time is it? It's 11:30. What time is it? It's 10:48, and it's 52.
it was in the 60s today.
Yeah, I sure it was.
Six inches of snow.
In your basement with the heat on.
No, man.
Hey, man. Hey, all the violence we got inside, man, we want to keep it cold as long as possible.
Yeah, because when they do warm up, they're going to unleash.
Ooh-wee.
It's going to be trouble down in the south.
Yes, sir.
Let me say this, Biz. Tell Grudge Racer to eat this. I heard him say earlier about how fast the guys was in the south and how much faster they are in the north. Guys in the north are running way faster than guys in the south, 30 years before white, he's trying to catch up. They are just now getting to the point where they can sit in the field with us. We was up here. We had street cars running faster than they ever had trailer cars.
I got a question, D. I got a question. Y'all was doing y'all traveling, going down south to Hattiesburg every year, because y'all made that a pilgrimage. Who was winning most of the time when y'all went down there?
Yeah, the North.
Okay.
Man, listen, Biz. Listen to this. Guys in the North were so much faster than guys in the South until guys from the North started moving south, giving them knowledge.
Oh, okay.
Because they didn't have any. They were so, man, listen, man. They were so far behind us in drag races. It was like a whole different world.
That's before my time. I can't speak on that.
Hey,
D, I tried to tell Biz that about an hour and a half ago. He argued with me, though.
Hey, man, I got text messages when y'all were saying that. They said y'all were lying. So, you know, I.
I can't say this. I can't wait till the South come to the North.
Well, they'll be there July 19th in Onondaga, Michigan. You can believe that. I'm bringing a group of them with me.
I hate you.
And DJ is locked up with Turbo GT for that day.
Hey, man, listen, man.
Just so everyone knows.
I want y'all to hear this clearly. If DJ come up to Onondaga, Michigan with his car, my mortgage will be paid for 6 months. That's it.
Are you threatening DJ Ben?
No. Hell no. You got Turbo GT want to run DJ. You got Bruce 12 that want to run DJ. You got the SVO want to run DJ. Man, listen, and a whole host of other people. We're going to leave SVO for last, though. Huh?
We're not
going
to do that.
His car is in the track, and he's in the track at the same time. It's going to be some action.
Say that one more time. I didn't hear you.
DJ said the day that you see him and his car at the track the same day, same time, it's going to be some action. He said it's not going to be hard to engage with him because he's looking to engage at this point in time.
At all. If you see me in the car, ain't no need to ask me if I'm ready. I'm ready.
I promise you that.
Listen to what I'm saying. Listen to me good. That's why I gave BET permission to go down to my ass if I do anything other than what I'm saying. If you see me in that car at the same time of the track, get your ass down.
Yeah, I believe you, man. The man said the same thing over and over, man. I believe.
Hey, Big D, I just got another text. It said, that was then. What about now?
Who said that?
Somebody from down south just texted me, Big D. He said, you know, when you were saying how the North was faster than the South back then, he said, that was then. What about now?
Okay, now let me answer this. See, here's the difference in the North and the South. They sending you a text because they don't want to engage after Peter's phone will be face-to-face with me.
The only difference now
and then is that we'll go south and race each other. If the North went south and just engaged with just the South only, the North come out victorious again. Hey, man, the truth is just the truth. Guys in the North have faster cars. Guys in the South, I catch it up.
Man,
they
catch
up.
Hey, man, who's going to sleep on the phone, man?
Who didn't want to sleep?
Hey, man, somebody's on the phone here.
Hang on, let me look. I think it might be Kid. Kid, is that you?
Oh,
damn.
I just heard Kid.
I think that was Kid.
That's Jay Bond that went to sleep.
No, I ain't sleep.
Hey.
I ain't sleep, Leon. I'm right here.
Hold on, man. You said it's the North. What about the last? Okay, let's count it. The first time the South came up, No, the first time the song came up, they was like 5-1.
It's very simple. Everybody knows the South has come to the North. When is your race? July what now?
July 19th.
Day before my birthday. Y'all got 4 or 5 months to know that the South is coming. I mean, it's easy.
That's right.
If the North want to kick some ass,
they do it.
When they
went
down there,
they did. See, here's what brought the South up. You know what you just done? Gas from the North moved out there. And the South, see, the South, if you go to YouTube right now, most of all the racing you see is from the guys in the South. That's because they can race practically year-round. We up here right now with 30 inches of snow on the ground. We can't. They out South drag racing like crazy right now. They got a chance to get it together. Guys that don't have that opportunity because of the weather. But the fact is the fact. You got a lot of guys in the South.
Right,
I'm looking for
him.
I can't find
it.
I don't think it was Kid.
No, it ain't me.
No, that ain't Kid. I heard Kid talking.
Hey, you know who that was?
Who?
Leon. Oh, hey, Leon.
Leon gotta go to work tomorrow.
Don't be glad on me.
Yeah, don't get labeled Leon like that, man.
It went away. No, it went away when I muted his mic.
Hey, Kid, I'm sitting there watching TV, man. I know damn well on those beats. Because I'm still just got to shut the
fuck up. Well, all I want to say is about that.
Hey, y'all, can I make a quick comment, y'all?
Yeah.
Come on, Larry.
Would that be okay if I make a quick comment?
Yeah.
Get in there, come on.
The guys in the South, they are quick in their field. The guys up North, they were quick in their field. You know, it was two different criterias altogether. One was eighth of a mile, other one was quarter mile. But
that's true.
What I'm saying is this here, and the reason I give these guys a lot of credit is because of the simple fact that they were willing to change their automobiles over and go down there and do 8 mile racing. So I feel like just in the last couple of years, I've been watching Donye. Hey, man, Donye finna step to the forefront. All you got to do is just give him a little time to adjust to what somebody else is doing. You know, I can't take the fact of the matter that the guys in the 8th are quick. Yes, they are. But they couldn't take the fact away from us that we were quick in the quarter. You know, so my thing was, I couldn't mix the two together, but I will say this much. I think the guys are very admirable to go down there and to make the adjustment to compete because of the simple fact that I feel like once they get it down pat, it's going to be a hell of a thing down there. You know?
Right.
That
hey, Larry. Hey, Larry. You know why they was cooking eighth, Larry? You know why they was cooking eighth? I don't know what Harry Dog told me a long time ago. Dog told me, dog said, hey, if you got no ET, you should have a mile an hour. So I said that because they couldn't ride the back door, say, short the track, so they could be competitive. If they ride the back door, like drag racing was originally set up to do, a quarter mile racing, guys in the North will stomp, and I said that with authority, will stomp guys in the South. Stomp their brains in it.
Hey, D, I got a question.
If the tire sizes
are the same and the power pants are pretty much the same.
That's something else they're doing. They're starting to you got to have different tires.
I'm about to ask a question. It's a simple question.
Okay.
If both cars are compatible and they're both nitrous cars, and we're not talking about a nitrous versus turbo, if I beat you to the eighth, ain't I gonna beat you to the quarter?
Not necessarily. Do not always mathematically work out that way. Not necessarily. Some cars give up on big end. Some cars don't have a lot of big end.
If we talking about cars like a big block is a big block, not just versus
nitrous. That's not guaranteed to be true.
Okay. I'm asking you this then. If you didn't know which car to pick, and I tell you, the only thing you can tell me is Would you rather be behind at the eighth or in the front of the eighth? Which one are you going to want to be?
If I didn't know, you said, man, who is that?
Hey, I'm announcing this.
Man,
right.
Come on, y'all.
Hey, it's Whit. It's the grudge racer of the year.
Oh, man, not the grudge racer of the year.
Yeah, grudge racer of the year.
That's the late night repo. The late night repo is catching up with it.
And the tow truck.
Get on that damn dog food.
Oh, man. Hey, man, that's my homie, man. Y'all been talking about Wick like that, man.
Oh, man.
And then, hey, Biz.
Biz.
Yeah. A lot of our guys up here in the north, they was on vacation.
True.
So that didn't help the situation none either.
It didn't. And then most of the guys up here, 90% of the guys up here, man, not even 90, 100% of the guys, they were out the back door. This 8th of mile thing, like Larry keeps trying to explain to you all, it's something new to guys in the north, and it's an adjustment state for guys. Because we always ran races the way drag racing was originally set up to be. Drag racing from birth has been 1,320 feet. It never was 660. 66 was just a time we started measuring. It was 1,320. They started running 660 down south because they can't match up to 1,320.
No.
I don't agree with that.
Let's be real. They started 660 because at 1,320, don't nobody want to go that fast. It's a lot of miles.
Why don't? Why you don't? The object of drag
racing. Well, they ain't got no
hard
then. They ain't got no hard.
That's fine. I mean, you can say it ain't got no hard. They ain't got enough gear. I mean, you can say it all.
The object of drag racing to do what, Rick? What's the object of drag racing to do? To go
faster. Turn on that W.
To go faster and faster.
No.
They're trying to go faster every day. No one is trying to come to a speed of pace in drag racing.
D, you got guys going 190 miles an hour in the 8th of mile, man.
You got guys going 200 miles an hour, man, and they're trying to go 210. You got
If you're going 100, hold on. If you're going 190 in the 8th, what you think you're going to be going? Listen, on a small tire.
Yeah, no.
Some of those big balloons.
No.
If you're going 190 miles an hour in the 8th of mile, what do you think you're going to be in if you go another 660 feet?
You might not make it.
Sometimes they say don't work hard or work smart.
It done got to the point, man, where it's just too dangerous, really, what it is. I mean, it's just really.
DJ, now you and I agree on 99% of things, but just 1% I disagree with you. Here's why. The quarter mile is not getting more dangerous. We making the cars dangerous because we're over-tricking ourselves.
But what you got to understand is if people with all the technology in the world, NHR, if they shorten that damn quarter mile, Because it's the same principle applies. We going too damn fast.
But look what cars they showing it up for. They didn't show that for the pro stocks.
Yeah.
They sure didn't.
Yeah, but you got to figure here's another thing. Those pro stocks. There's 10-inch tire cars.
You have one.
What size are those?
They petition NHRA every year to put a bigger tire on. They 1,600, 1,700 now, maybe 18, and trying to get a bigger tire every year.
1,700.
You don't have one pro. They're 17s now. You don't have one pro stock out there trying to run down that quarter mile in a 10-inch tire car.
Yeah,
that's why I told DJ a few seconds ago. We are tricking ourselves.
It's not the track. It's the most popular right now. The problem is we got people with these fast cars. They ain't got a cage in them. We pushing the envelope. We almost waiting for disaster to happen with some of the shit that we got going down these tracks in the damn 1/8 of a mile. But to go even farther, go through the quarter mile with some of the same type of stuff, it's just really, I mean, honestly, it's just really.
It's the wrong application.
DJ, I agree with you. I'm not disagreeing with you.
only thing I'm saying, we are trying to trick ourselves with that. Like you just said, some of these cars don't even have a cage in them. Only a fool. Only a fool. I wouldn't drive a 13-7 car without a cage in it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you something right quick. Listen to this here. There's a guy named Gary Busey. He's an actor. He went around the world telling people how you shouldn't have to wear a helmet unless you want to. The man turned a corner at a very slow pace, and somehow his kickstand caught the curb, slipped him off the bike. He's in the hospital for 2 or 3 weeks. Now you go around the world telling people to wear helmets. So what am I saying? Safety, safety.
Safety first.
We the one doing that, though. That's us doing that. That's not the cop doing it. That's not 1320 doing it. That's us doing it.
I watched a guy lose his life at the racetrack. He come around a backyard built car. I mean, it was slowest. In the eighth of mile, it might have ran a 10 or 11 in the eighth of mile. But he come around and they told him he couldn't go down the track because he didn't have a seatbelt. The man went around to the pit area because he wanted to go down the track so bad and tied something around him to make it look like he had a seatbelt on. And lost control, flipped the car, and died right there at the racetrack.
That was stupid on his part.
Very stupid.
Well, hey, man, I told you guys on this show once before, one of the smartest, one of the best, and some people said the best pro stock driver to ever drive got killed off of stupidity. He wanted to make one more pass and then put his safety equipment on. Well, and then put the code. Lee Shepard. Dead today for that very reason. It wasn't the car. It was him.
I think that was the same. It wasn't that, I don't know if it was Earnhardt. Is that the reason why? See, he didn't have that thing that kept his neck from snapping back?
That harness. They
didn't come out with him until after that happened.
Right.
Okay.
And if you look at his accident, it didn't even
look like it. I swear it didn't. It didn't look like it. It didn't look like nothing.
It was a freak accident.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, this safety equipment that these people create and come up with, like I heard him say the other night, not the other night, but he threw his back, we were talking about safety, and someone said how he just beating him out of money checking these seat belts every 2 years. I wouldn't care to check them every 6 months because that's your life at stake.
Well, see, what a lot of
and
people don't know is
your life can be more valuable to you than a $35, $40, $200 check.
But what a lot of people don't realize is that material that they make, it deteriorates over the period of time. You're getting oil or something on them, gas on them or whatever, that eats away at the material. That's why they check them every 2 years. You're right, your body sweat chemicals come out of
your body.
That's why they check them every 2 years.
Yeah.
And if you don't mind a couple $100 for some seat belts, that ain't nothing to spend.
Hey, Bubba came out here last couple weeks.
On your life.
$61 for a set of belts.
Okay.
Now you gonna tell me your life is not more than $61?
I promise you.
You know what I'm saying? Your life is not more than
$61. Mine are right at 2 years. I get a place of mine.
Yeah. I mean,
I didn't wear a suit. I just wear a jacket. But I mean, I'm going too fast. I have a full brand new suit.
Right, you need the whole suit and driving shoes.
Yeah, you need. See, you don't think about having all the equipment until something go wrong.
Exactly.
When something go wrong with you, then you think about, man, I should have did that. I should have did this. Now you pray first out your mind. First thing coming to your mind, Lord, please save me this time.
Yeah.
Be the biggest sinner in the world. Count on Lord. Some of us are trying to run and do the same thing all over again. Some of us learn from it.
Another thing too, D. I've been watching. I've watched the boys from Detroit. That's coming from the Midwest, and I've been watching the other guys, Lil Chucky, Gold Digger, all them guys. They step into the forefront, man, in the eighth of a mile, man. You know, they study improving. They study improving each time you look around. They just
study. You got Scotty G. Hey, Larry, you got Scotty G down there flying in. Scotty G originally from New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he used to run a beer 2 years ago.
Where he at now?
He moved to the south because he liked the weather better down there.
Then,
that's why he moved out there.
And you know what you forgot to mention, D? We used to leave from Chicago late at nighttime, and Leon knew I'm telling the truth. We used to follow Big Drag. Big Drag used to come to the South and dominate the South. Totally. I mean, just total domination. He used to come
to
the South. It
was just Drag, man. Junior Griffith used to go out and do the same thing. Junior Griffith used to go out and do the same thing. To the North, now it's down South.
He just totally dominated.
Called Mr. Griffith. Jerry Joyce moved to Memphis. He was the fastest thing they had ever seen in 30 years. They had never seen a man that fast.
That man is a legend, man. The man is a legend. I watched him grow up. He's a legend. You know, dominated in every field that he's been in, man. He's just total domination. So the ones that didn't have knowledge about him, it was just one of those things. But 95% of people did have knowledge about that man. Man, the man is.
Someone that wouldn't have knowledge about him is the younger guys today. That wasn't around when he was really truly racing like that. You know, because Drag, like everybody else, like all of us, we done hit that mark now where we slowing down. You know, you level off, then you start to go down. You only go so high. That's your peak. Yeah, it all depends on how long you can stay at your peak because you're hovering now. Your next move is in a downward swing. You know,
I wish I would tell the big fella to pay me that $100 and cheat me out of.
He just showed something in 2013, man. A naturally aspirated car, man. That is one of the fastest naturally aspirated cars that I have seen. Them other guys that
get
them with alcohol. They had alcohol cars, man. And that man had the lead on that song when they was going down through that, man.
That's something that gets me. I sit on this show practically every night, and I hear guys all the time, how a turbo this and turbo that, and an aspirated car cannot keep up with them. Hey, man, knowledge keeps up with anything. You're absolutely right. And I don't know why people say that. Knowledge keeps up with anything. I'm telling you the truth.
I'm not going to let you sit in.
Okay, go ahead.
A naturally aspirated car cannot keep up with a turbo car. Or a pro charger.
That's not true, Biz. That's not true.
Now, unless you're saying a nationally aspirated pro mod running a 28-inch tire stock suspension turbo car, then yeah, you may be talking. But if we're talking about
a guy named Edmund Hall.
You ever heard of Edmund Hall?
Edmund said
that he will not run a blower pro mod as a growers car. He will not run one.
Edmund also said he couldn't afford the kind of mower them guys got, and he got lucky and got the mower that he got.
I'm only trying to get you to see one thing, B, and I
count you as a knowledgeable guy, and that is this. Knowledge has one partner that it needs to do whatever it want to do. And you know what it is? Money. Knowledge and money, if you put them two together, it has a thing that at the end of it is called unlimited.
Naturally
aspirated. There's no limit. On what knowledge and money can do, if you put a 500 inch cubic naturally aspirated motor,
and you get a 500 cubic inch turbocharged motor, they are not in comparison. You cannot. A naturally aspirated motor cannot run with a power atom motor. Cannot.
You know what you're saying.
Let me stop you for a second.
I have one thing to that D, but I want to add to that.
The car that Drag was racing, when
his car caught a fire, that was a blower car.
Yeah, I heard that before.
The only thing I'm trying to get Biz to see,
if you take five engine business, I guarantee you, DJ Grant, I count him as a knowledgeable guy, and I guarantee you're going to agree with what I'm saying. If you take five guys and give them all five the same engine, say a 700 cubic inch motor, and give them all the same amount of money, say $50,000. You'll come with five different ETs. Why? Because I know this and he know that. Knowledge is what's going to make the one that come out on top. It's because he knew a little bit more, another little trick or two.
I'm going to say, knowledge
is a combination of being that you don't beat. Exactly. And I don't care what it is.
A lot of the class cars that go down here and flash all these fast-ass times, a lot of times they don't have the motors that most of the grudge guys got in their cars. And the grudge cars are lighter, too. But it ain't so much about, it's not about the motor size, it's the combination and the know-how and the knowledge that's going into these cars. The technology.
All these records that's being set, name one of them that's a naturally aspirated motor.
So I ain't going to say that.
I don't know, but I know ET wins races.
Let me ask that for you. Can I ask that for you, Biz?
Yeah.
That's what they run today because you ever, I'm going to tell you why. Hit me with it. You ever heard of a guy, he's out of some part of California named Ken Duckwiler? Have you heard of him?
Let me put you up
on something. Kenneth Duckwiler was the first one to go in the 60s with a V6 Buick at a quarter mile. He was the first one to do it. Now, he's known all over the world as probably the smartest man with the turbo ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what he said? Well, he went away from the carburation to the turbo action. Because when he gets to the track, he can sit back and drink him a cola while you test and tune all day. Not that you can't get the numbers. It's that it's so much easier for me to do here. And this is one of the smartest men, one of the sharpest men in the world with a turbo.
Have you ever heard of a naturally aspirated motor making 3,000 horsepower?
I've heard of making 6.
Naturally aspirated
makes
6,000? Oh?
Train, locomotive makes 6,000.
Oh, God. A car. Come on, ID.
Keeping it real, man.
ET wins races. And keep saying that because it's true. ET do win races. But what I'm saying is, if we compare apples to apples, if we compare a new age Pro Mod against with a naturally aspirated motor, and we're talking about a new age.
Yeah, sure. You had two of the guys there. You had Billy there, and you had Lynch there. You see what Billy did to him in the 80s?
Billy
had a Pro Mod. This man had a lineup on car.
Lynch had twin turbos with twice
the horsepower. But it wasn't apples to apples. Lynch had a 3,300-pound car. This man had a 1,900-pound car.
Listen to what I'm saying.
B, I didn't say a naturally aspirated motor can't never win against a turbo cop if they're not apples to apples. But if you're talking about apples to apples, if I would have got a 1,900 pound turbocharged car like Billy Glidden, he would have been gapped. Those cars wouldn't even in the same stratosphere. That's like me taking Mr. Willie car up in Michigan and taking Lil Rod's
car. What kind of car you got?
Camaro.
Full chassis 69 Camaro. Yeah.
I mean, what is it? An aspirated or turbo?
No, it's a nitrous.
It's a nitrous.
It's nitrous.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And he drawed on drag with it. And what drag kept telling him, drag kept saying, I'm not going to run until I'm ready. As soon as drag went out of a decent ET, I stopped hearing him come on the show.
Yeah, I understand. But see, those are two total different cars.
Hold on,
drag was a pro stock car, right? That's considered pro stock, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I love
that. And that was the newest technology money could buy with drag gap. Mr. Willie has an old style chassis car. Two Total different class.
Well, wait a minute. That makes what I said be true then. I believe I said for the last 10 minutes, technology and money, which is smarts and money, put them two together and it's an unbeatable combination. You don't care what it is. See, one thing about
you're taking technology for the nicely aspirated, but you would take that same technology and money and put it in a turbocharged car.
Hey man, I'm gonna show you an unlimited amount of money
one,
I do for you.
You can't have one with the knowledge and the money, and the other one don't.
I don't care. Mm-hmm. Give both of them $2 million a piece. I'm gonna show you an unlimited amount of money I do for you. We had a guy here back in 85, maybe 86, took a fully dressed Lincoln, fully dressed, and ran a tens with it. They said it could never be done. We had a guy here took a Cadillac motor and ran the tens with it. Said it could never be done. You know why it was done? Because money and knowledge has no limitations.
I
don't care if it's an aspirator. I don't care if it's a carburetor. It can be a turbocharger. It can be a super. Like I just told you, man. I give you his number. Duckwiler will tell you, it's not that the aspirator is faster. He said it's so much easier.
I know that's what you're saying.
Not that the supercharger, the turbocharger is so much faster. It's that they're so much easier to work with once they are set. Never mind to go to the track and pop him a beer because his car is set for the day. The guys he raised him with got them carburetors, they were twisted all day.
Apples for apples, a naturally aspirated motor cannot run with an out of the motor. Same thing.
Apples for apples, money will run with anything. Money and knowledge don't have a limit. That's apples and apples. Money and knowledge.
You can't get blood out of a turnip.
I can't say what you can't get because I ain't gonna buy it because someone might make it.
You can't make a turnip bleed.
Is Pro Stock? If Pro Stock cars naturally aspirated?
Not all of them.
Someone one day figure out how to make a turnip bleed.
And it's already they are.
I didn't know none of them had no nitrous or no additive to them, no Pro Stock cars. All of them. When they found out that Bob didn't have nitrous on his car, what did they do to him? They kicked him out. They didn't have no nitrous or nothing on those cars.
Listen, 40 years ago,
okay,
man, I won't
okay, okay,
that
okay,
point,
okay,
but
if,
a long,
Larry,
long
Larry,
time
you
ago,
you
had
you
Bob
said,
to do
you
a test
said you said they kicked him out. Why did they kick him out?
Because he wasn't within the
he was probably cheating.
He wasn't naturally aspirated.
Exactly.
You know, they rules and stuff. They got to be naturally aspirated. When they found out that he had nitrous oxide, then that's why they blackballed him.
Was he winning?
You cannot use that on the NHRA.
Yeah,
you cannot use
right.
that on
winning.
The NHRA.
Was he winning?
They went to him. Hey, Biz. My boy had twin turbos. My boy had twin turbos. He ran in. He tried. He petitioned the NHRA to race. They told me he could, but they told me he'd stay on a certain amount of cubic inches. They wouldn't let him go past 270. He won 258. Now he ran over in the IHRA. They let him run. They told him bring your ass on over here. Now, this is my boy. Everybody know my Biz Glover. He went over there and ran with him. But you know what ran him out? You know what ran him out the back door? Go in there and look at it. 1986. You can see it. But we didn't count it down there.
Okay, I got a question. They said he couldn't go over 270.
We didn't go down there and reel him in.
They told him he could not go over 270 cubic inches, right?
I didn't say that, though.
No, I'm just saying. One said it over 270. How big could you go with the...
That's what NHRA said. NHRA, see, because
okay,
turbos.
I heard you. I'm saying.
NHRA told him
he could not go over 270.
With turbos,
right.
Because they said NHRA.
How big was the cubic inches? How big was the cubic inches on the nasty aspirator?
They found a cubic inches in NHRA. They can't go any bigger.
They can't go bigger than what?
I'm going to tell you. 500.
Okay, 500.
They can't go no bigger.
So, but I can't go over 270.
See,
you're going to answer your own question.
You're trying to stop me from answering because you want to hear the answer. The answer is this. NHRA said mathematically 270 with twin turbos is equivalent to 500 cubic inches. See, because a turbo makes three, four times the horsepower.
Exactly.
That's what turbo does. So you're equivalent to a 500 cubic inch motor. Right. Now, NHRA says we don't care how many inches you put, bring it on.
Okay.
And I'm going to be Glover. He went over there and got caught. He moved on Bob, and Bob tracked him down around 1,000 foot mark.
Okay, but what did he, how many cubic inches, okay, I understand that, but how many cubic inches did he move on Bob? What did he have? He had the same 270?
Are y'all talking about
Bill? Bill
Bob?
Yes. No. His name was Bud Ingersoll.
Okay.
That was his name. He passed this few years back. Bud Ingersoll ran. He petitioned to run NHRA. NHRA ran him out. The Ford boys ran him out of there. Ricky Smith didn't want him. He went to IHRA. They said, bring it on.
But what
they
did
said,
he bring
young
on?
Twin turbo.
That's my plan. That's my point. What did he bring on? Did he bring the same 270?
Here's what I know. I know he had a 258. I know personally he had a 270. I know he had a 274. Now, which one he had over there, I don't know. But the twin turbo,
Have a 500 twin turbo.
Here's why he didn't have a 500, though, Biz, because they didn't have them back then.
Okay.
That's the only reason he didn't have one. This is my question to you.
If he had a 500 cubic inch twin turbo motor, do you think the naturally aspirated motor would have ran with him?
Oh, Bob would have found a way to run him down.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Bob Whitten would have found a way to run him down. Man, listen, let me tell you something. Back then, I'm just saying like it is. Back in the 80s, when you showed up at a meet, you had two things going for you if Glenn showed up. You either didn't race or you raced for second place money because his name was already on the jet. Bob would have found a way to run him down. And then who was to say? Like I said, man, the twin turbo they said was equivalent to the inches that NHRA was allowing the boys to run. So who's to say that IHRA wasn't so okay since he running twin turbos and he got 500 cubic, you guys can run 150 or 200 shot nitrous to make it equal. You see what I mean? So,
but you make
it,
you
it just
you
ain't gonna happen,
my
man.
Point without me even saying anything. That's what I'm telling you.
I said, what if? They said, okay, since he running twin turbos, we're going to let you all run 150 shell nitrous.
If you put limitations on it, if you put limitations on it.
But see, that's what I keep trying to get you to see. If you don't put a limitation on money and knowledge, it's unlimited.
But you want to give money and knowledge to the nasty aspirated guys. I'm giving money to both, and I'm gonna tell you who's gonna outrun them. That's what I'm saying.
The limit.
You want to give
money
and knowledge,
knowledge
to the person with the that's doing all on the motor. If you give both of them money and knowledge, a nasty aspirated motor cannot run with a ball out of motor because it don't make
it
power.
What happened?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, B, let me get out of here. How many engine builders do you know? I'm saying you know five, right?
I know several.
Okay, I'm going to use number five. You know five. Just say you know five engine builders. Do you believe that all five of them is equal in knowledge?
No, of course not.
You know why? Because there's no limit. If the brain can think, the mind can achieve.
I understand what you're saying.
So if
what
you
I'm
take
saying,
the, if you take
a naturally aspirated motor cannot run with
first national bank check, it can happen, man. Because that thing drag burnt down, we're going to run with any aspirated motor.
Yeah, I'm sure it would. Yes. It would run,
it was
with,
run with
any,
it was
any
run with
aspirated
additive.
Motor. No.
It was
no, going to
run with any
no,
additive.
No.
Yes, it was.
Now, you saying pro stock cars. You said pro stock cars are only natural aspirated.
That's the class it was in.
That's
you got to run it.
Okay, that's
the
fine.
You got to be in the class now. You can't come out
okay.
the class. You got to put
okay.
every car in its class.
Okay, well, I can't use pro stock then. But if you want to use,
well, you got to put every kind. You got to put every kind of class.
That's not. We're not talking about classes. We're talking about motors.
I said you have to put. Okay, you got to put every motor in its class. You got 500 cubic inch motors. You got to put them where they belong. You got 700. You got to put it. 800. You got to put them. Turbo. You got to put them.
Okay, but you said
you got to put them in their class.
You can't compare a pro stock car to a power out of the car. If pro stock is only naturally aspirated, but if I have an up to date car in that class with a power additive, it's not. If it's got the same cubic inches, and I get to add an additive to it, the additive is gonna make more power and win, man. There's no substitute for power.
Not Garrett.
If you both make clean hits, I ain't talking about blowing the tires off. I'm talking about
a straight up drag race.
I'm talking about a straight up drag race.
You're right in what you're saying, Biz. But the only thing you're missing is, and I'll stress this back to you, there's no limit to what money and knowledge can do.
On drag,
and you put limits on it.
Drag didn't have a chance to even finish picking that car. At all, and drag ran that that supercharged car down there when he caught a fire that day. Drag was in the front.
And that car ran. If I'm not mistaken, I think Rick ran like 220 with that car. Then 209, 212 with him, wasn't it?
Yeah,
he ran somewhere that mile out.
He went faster than that.
Now my thing is this though, Biz. How many guys you know that you have seen with them power ads run them kind of mile out?
I haven't, but I know them small tire car. I know that small tire car that was just at Duck Race ran 190 in the eighth. So I could bet the bleed.
Let me ask you something. That 180 he ran 190 in the eighth. How fast did you think that car going out the back though?
240.
Never in life.
No sir.
Never in life. Let me give you the knowledge in drag racing. I've been doing this a lot longer than you. Let me give you the knowledge in racing. Some cars tend to slow up mile an hour wise because they ET so hard.
Not a force induction car, brother. They continue to make power. A forced induction. You're missing apples again.
You're missing the whole point. You're saying continue to make power.
The longer they run, the more air that they want.
Okay, so you got to hear what I'm saying.
Okay.
You said 240. I said never in life. I believe Key to Larry Warren just said around 215. And 215. I came back and I said
215. You said another 600 feet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. About 215, Bill. 215.
So hold on. He only gonna pick up horsepower, Bill.
He's going to pick up
10. He only going to pick up 25 more miles an hour at 600 feet.
He had the limit with his mile an hour.
He done about maxed out right there. What I'm trying to get you to see, Biz, just because you pick up horsepower don't make you pick up speed. That's what I'm trying to get you to see. See, I'm a pretty smart coon, Biz. I have to give myself that kind of credit. I'm pretty smart. I'm not the smartest, but I'm along with my dumbest. And I've been doing this a long time, man. I got papers on top papers. I've sat down with guys.
190? He only going
to
go to 215?
He's just about to the max in the mile of power, Biz.
Biz, that's squeezing it, though. You may not believe it, but that's squeezing it. I promise you, man, that's squeezing it, 215.
He's just about at his max in the mile of power.
All you got to do, his car ain't no different from us pro charger cars.
ask a pro Charger guy what he run in the eighth and what he run out the back door. Ask him.
Yes, he ain't
and I guarantee
it, man.
You he run more than 25 more miles an hour.
How don't much? Have to do this.
Huh?
He's just about at his limit.
No, he's not. No, he's not.
Okay.
Y'all talking about nitrous and you're talking about nitrous and nasty aspirated motors. Now we're getting over to the forced induction, man. It's a total different animal. It's a total different animal.
Hold on.
One thing you got to understand though is that engine combination, that camshaft, and how you know it might get to a certain point where it just lays over too. The only way is
that
continue to
get a CD,
DJ. Yeah.
That's
right.
Get
the
CD. It doesn't have to continue to pick up
seat.
DJ, I'm not going to ask you
mile an hour. You might run out of gear.
DJ, I got to ask you a question. You're talking about gear. We don't even have to change our gears for pro charger cars, but I ain't even going to get into that.
Go ahead.
Okay. From when you ran your eighth mile an hour, you know what you ran. Put it in your mind. How much more mile an hour did you pick up when you ran out the back door?
I think it picked up probably, and I think almost 30 miles an hour.
We picked up 40.
Yeah, exactly.
I picked up about 40, 45. That was the only time I did it right there in Morocco, and hell, I lifted two or three times during the run. So.
Okay. Well. D.
Okay. Now B.
Force induction car is totally different on mile an hour. Okay, I'm gonna ask these pro charger cars. Hey, Terry, what you think the boy that ran the 411, Millis or whatever his name is, he ran a 193 or something like that. What you think he ran out the back door? How much miles an hour?
I would say close to high 20s with the right gearing. I mean, it just depends.
Around
I would say
220?
High 20s for 30.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he was going to do it.
Or 220.
It's just in reverse. The eighth amount of cars that set up for the eighth have the advantage over the cars in the quarter, and the cars in the quarter got the advantage over the cars that only set up for just the eighth. It's just in reverse.
Some people say that, but a pro charger car, my pro charger car, I did not change nothing to run from a quarter to an eighth. I didn't change anything. I didn't change no gears. I didn't change transmission. I just decided I wanted to run the eighth.
Oh, okay.
You decided that you wanted to run the eighth, but there was another decision you made too, Biz, and that was you wanted to be quicker. And when you wanted to be quicker, you had to do different things to make yourself quicker, you know, with your pro charge stuff. So the only point that I'm trying to make is that when those cars leave from the line and get to that eighth of a mile, right then and there, they put everything out from point A to point B. You know, and when I'm putting everything out from point A to point B, how much room is it? How much room is left for them to constantly get faster and faster? You know, according to the way that they set up. You know,
I can't speak for a nitrous car because I didn't have a nitrous car. Maybe they bring in a nitrous a little sooner. You know, from an eighth and a quarter, but gearing. I ran a 373 when I was running out the back door. When I ran eighth, I still had a 373 gear.
Uh-huh.
I had a Power Glad trans. Still had a Power Glad trans. I didn't change none of that. With these force induction cars, you don't change none of that. That stays the same. Now, for a nitrous car, can't speak on that. They may go in a higher gear, or they may, instead of shooting nitrous in a half a second, they may shoot it in a quarter second. I don't know. I'm going to find out.
That's just like I hear some guys that's running the eighth. I hear them say they got five kits. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to get all they can get from point A to point B. Once you get all you can get from point A to point B, what you got left when you start going to C and D?
You know, that's the only way that I look at it. Now, I could be wrong, but that's the way that I look at it, because they're trying to get everything they can get to that 660 or whatever it is. They're trying to get it all right then and there. You know, and you know for a fact yourself, because I've seen you when you had the Green Goblin car.
That, to me, that was, I think the Green Goblin was about one of the fastest cars that you had.
I mean, I only had two fast cars, but that little junior was way faster than Green Goblin.
Well, boy, I know that Green Goblin. That Green Goblin could run some top end, man. That Green Goblin could run down there. In that quarter mile, that Green Goblin could run on the top end.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Honestly, the Green Goblin was little junior. Same power plant. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Well, I got to put these kids to sleep. It was good talking drag talk with you guys tonight.
But the only reason I was saying that was because of the simple fact that during the period of times that we were engaging, when we did start trying to run an eight with the guys, it was super okay for us to run an eight. But when it came to run the quarter, before they would get here, they'd tell us, I'm not running no quarter. I ain't going to run no quarter. Blah, blah, this and that. You know, so far and so on.
Yep.
You know, so it makes a difference now. A lot of folks may not see it, but it makes a difference. Ain't no doubt about it making a difference.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it's a setup.
Had it not,
the setup
had it
in the gear.
Yeah. Yeah. The gear, the way you, the gear, they had something that we didn't have. We didn't have to have no tuner and all that stuff for the track. We didn't have to have all that stuff. You know, all that stuff can change. It changed now. The whole criteria changed when we started going south. So if we're gonna go and blend in with what they're doing, then we had to make the same adjustments also. Otherwise,
exactly.
We was gonna end up being stuck. We was gonna end up being stuck.
Be catfish bait again.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. You know, when they came to us and they come here, they won. When we turn around and went back down there, we won. People had started making adjustments. You know, and Donye and Terry and Chucky them and Gold Digger, all them guys, man, they're making them change. They're making them adjustments, you know. And for them, you know, even though they didn't win the money, that was their first time out, you know, so they got to have time to pick them cars and finish doing what they got to, you know, do to them and so far and so on. When they do, watch the difference in 2014.
Yep. And like I said, they're more likely going to be on a better track anyway.
Mm-hmm. And then these guys don't give up. When they make their mind up they're going to do something, they don't give up, you know. And that's why I said what I said. They're going to continue on, just like look at Terry now. Terry them keeping on. They get to no certain point and stop. They say they improve it. Look at SVO.
Yep. Yep.
Turbo GT. All them cars. Look at them cars. Y'all see later on. Later on.
Yeah, like
online.
I said. They
it's
probably
going to
be on a better track.
Well,
Quality
yeah.
One wasn't the best of tracks, so a lot of people didn't care to race out there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, hopefully this will be a better track.
Yeah. I'm just hoping that it all come together, man, and we do what we do. We drag race. That's what we're there for. And enjoy ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Win, lose, or draw, you know?
Yeah.
Just go on and enjoy ourselves, man, because this is what it's all about, improving. If you ain't going to improve and you're going to stay the same all the time, and the time's changing, then it's going to be a problem for you.
All right. Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anybody still on?
Yeah, Terry, am I still on, Terry?
Yeah, I'm on.
I'm still here.
Okay, Leon.
I'm just fixing my lunch.
Who is that fixing lunch?
That's me getting his lunch ready.
Oh man,
Leon.
You don't need lunch, man. Just going to work. You don't need no lunch.
Yeah.
Leon making preparations to go get on that mule.
Yeah,
I heard that.
Hey, you gotta have them beans. You gotta have them beans and cornbread.
Yeah,
there ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I think this year gonna be good. The South got their hands full.
Like I said, the boys up here in the North, all they gotta do is make better adjustments if they gonna run a eighth mile. You know, the gears ain't the same. And like I said, they're probably gonna be on a better track anyway. 41 wasn't the best of tracks.
Well, nah, you know, it's not just only the gears, kid. You know, there's a lot of trickery in it too, kid. You know, we have ran against cars that we thought was just regular cars. Come to find out, they was full chassis and
butchered up cars, man.
You know, they got to get with the program. Get with the program.
Our back half car, our stock suspended car is totally different than the stock suspended car down south.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And the reason I say that, the white boys is running so fast down south, and as soon as I look, first time I looked up in that Monte Carlo, man. That time they ain't got no dash. Everything they done made and cut metal out of them and drill holes in, they did. And they said it's stock suspension. The gangster boo was stock suspension.
So?
That money kind of them boys had, the white boys had, man, that thing was chopped up, man.
I tried to tell a whole lot of them back during the time we made that first promo Chicago Get Down that it was a lot of trickery. You know, but my thing with it is this here. I don't want to mess up drag racing because of the simple fact that they're grudge racing. And grudge racing, it has a lot to do with the art of trickery. You know, so they just got to catch up with the times, man. You know, they got to catch up with the times. So, you know, I guess got my place and I sat back and I just watch. You know, but they got to catch up with the times, man. You gotta come up with some tricks of your own.
It's always going to be like this because it's always going to be somebody say, you ain't got this. The only thing I hate about the whole racing deal is it's so many stiffs about tires. They worry about tires. You know, if they let the tire stuff go and go on the race, it would be a lot better.
Yeah. And that's why I believe 2014 going to be better because a lot of these guys is seeing and understanding what fellowshipping is about. See, that's one of the main, just like a cake or anything, you got to have a main ingredient to make it, man. And fellowshipping is one of the main ingredients in drag racing because we got to pull it all together, man, in order to do what we do, man. You know, that's the only reason I speak on it. You know?
Hey, I'm like this. We going to go on and do our races like we used to do them. If we go down south and race, if the sun's down up here and want to run 8 miles, they can go have a nice day. I'm not gonna continue doing it because I ain't scared to go. You can get hurt going slow. Just as quick as you can get hurt going fast.
Right.
It happens every day. The whole name of the game.
Exactly.
You got gas, oil, and nitrous, or turbos, or protons, or whatever you want to call it.
Well, I think that, Leon, I think, in my own personal opinion, I think that it would be a contribution that if they got a quarter mile track, they have eighth a mile for the ones that want to do eighth and the ones that want to do a quarter. It's going to bring more fans. It's going to bring more drag races. So why not do both of them at the same time?
Because you got the ones that change it and just go on and do it anyway. That's how the game got messed up.
We used to go to some drag races.
Anybody holler about no damn tire size, man.
Yeah.
Small block and all this. I remember back when we used to go to Black Sunday, them boys come from Detroit and they're well talk about whooping on Chicago. Who they used to call? They're called drag. Drag will leave Memphis, Tennessee, and come all the way to St. Louis and whooping people there. Come on home with everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I remember all that. He
didn't let them change him, tell them what he had. He came with a small tie Camaro, and that was it, with a bunch of knives on it. And that was that.
My thing with it is this here. The guy's drag racer, how can you incriminate a drag racer because he got a turbo? How can you incriminate a drag racer because he liked to run the eight? How can you incriminate a drag racer because he want to run a quarter? So if we open up avenues where everybody can do their thing, where it's comfortable for everybody, it ain't going to do nothing but bring more people, more revenue, and definitely more action because it's a lot of guys that do want to run, and it's a lot of them that don't want to go. Because, hey, man, I can't run a quarter, this and that, and so far and so on. Hey, man, we ain't going to do no eighth of mile racing. Hey, man, I don't want to run you because you got a turbo, all that stuff. You can't incriminate people because of what they're doing. They're drag racing, man, and that's what we do. We drag racing.
Right.
You know? So open up all avenues, man, and make things better.
You got to make room for everybody, not just the one
make
person.
For everybody, man. Open this thing up, man. Don't narrow it down. Open it up. And they'll see
hey,
you. It's going to make all the difference in the world.
Hey, that's why Duck let them have the 6-0 class and all that. Because they know that race that he's going ain't just going to bring the money. You got a little bit for everybody there.
I was so glad to see that race between Birdman and the Shadow. You know,
yeah.
I was glad to see that race because I had heard so many contradictory things about he got a turbo, this and that, and so far and so on. He said, we ain't going to run no turbo, this and that. Well, the Shadow had nitrous, you know. So it's not necessarily, it's just like what D was talking about. It's the knowledge. The knowledge that take care of, that take care of the game. You know, I also saw a time when Terry was running. You know, Terry got 28s on. He got to run cars with 29 because he got a turbo. I didn't think was, you know.
Hey, Larry.
You know, that's just
my
opinion.
Did they make that guy changes? They make that turbo when they race the Shadow and the other turbo car, right? Did they make them change his tire? They're telling me he had to run on a smaller tire? Or they ran what they had on there?
I don't remember him changing no tires. You know, that may have occurred, but I don't recall no any changing the tires. I know that Birdman and the Shadow ran. You know, as far as the stiffs was concerned, I didn't hear anything about any stiffs. You know,
it may have to place,
but I didn't hear anything about that.
But I'm still kind of confused about that. Why the turbo car got to put a 28 on?
No, you know what you're talking about. You talking about when that was gonna be Cold Killer and who was that? Birdman? It was gonna be Cold Killer.
No.
That's when he was gonna change the tires.
No, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about when the Birdman and the Shadow ran. They didn't make him put on a smaller tab.
I don't know.
You see what I'm saying? But they'll make a car they got a turbo put a 28 on. That's what I don't understand. And I just want to know who made that up. That's what I want to know.
That's people trying to compete, trying to make everybody have the same thing. And you ain't going to never have the same thing.
That's
why I want to tell a man to put a smaller tire on their car to race. If I can't whip him, I ain't going to race him.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you something. When you start getting into stuff where you start doing that, what you're doing, you're forgetting all about safety, man. Because can't nobody tell me that a small tire got as much stability as a larger car, you know. So when you're running an eighth of a mile or something, of that nature, with a smaller tire, you can get away with it. But running out the back door and all that kind of stuff, it don't have the stability that a big tire has, you know, especially for the kind of miles an hour that you're going to be running.
That's why we are staying to eighth mile.
Mm-hmm. That's understandable, Jerry, because you know you're in your safety zone.
Have you ever seen a top wheeler go down a drag strip? Has anybody ever seen a top wheeler go down a drag strip?
Yeah.
You see how little that tire gets, how skinny it gets down there on the 1,000-foot mark?
That's trying to get small, man.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, well, you know what? All tires do that.
So now, if you got a 10-inch tire, what you think it's going to do? It's going to probably narrow down to about 8-inch.
It's going to get
exactly.
Real small.
Mm-hmm.
And don't you do no wiggling.
Yeah. It's all good, though, y'all. It's all good. Just as long as we put it in perspective and stuff and let it be what it is,
mm-hmm.
It's all good. Because I don't have a problem. I know me and Leroy, we don't have a problem with the eighth or the quarter, you know. And I just think that would just bring more action to the game because you have a whole lot more people. There's a lot of people that don't come because they can't see quarter mile racing. And this is something that they was raised on. You know, the people that see the eighth mile, when we go to eighth mile races, they be there because that's what they enjoy. So that's why I was saying they need to open up the avenue. And the ones that want to do the quarter, let them do it. And the ones that want to do the eighth, let them do it. As long as the two races come to an agreement and they get side by side and do what they're going to do, hey, man, it's all good. You know, we do it up here. We let the ones that want to run eighth run eighth, and the ones that want to run the quarter run the quarter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've done that. You know, and I know that the program that they had up here, it was jam packed when they let them done that. You know, so I'm just saying that don't do nothing to bring more action. Just let me see some drag racing.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be time this year. I know it is.
I'm ready.
It's going to be some good racing this year.
It don't seem like we can get rid of it. I'd be glad when the snow cut out, man. We can get rid of it, man.
Hey, as soon as this snow and this heat comes, watch how quiet it's going to get, man.
Oh, man. Yeah.
You're going to see who really ready to race.
Oh, yeah. A lot of that, but a lot of those guys have stepped up to the plate, man. They just got to do their little stuff ironed out. Once they get it ironed out, they're gonna get some respect. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's coming. You know, when people got to jump on you, when somebody got to jump on you, you just got to make up the slack. That's all. It's just that simple.
And if you don't make it up, just stay in your place. That's all.
Man.
That ain't hard.
That's the way it is. Everybody got a place. Yeah. Terry, when the first time you supposed to engage, Terry?
We were supposed to race David Floyd, but the race was canceled. So.
Okay.
As soon as we're ready, we'll go downtown.
Terry, Mantino's car ready?
Who?
Mantino's car ready?
Yeah, we're going to, if the weather holds out, we're going to Holly Springs this weekend.
Oh. What y'all going to run? Y'all going to run some radio tires on that car or
slick? No, we got radios on it.
Yeah, because you know the trick to that now. If everybody come from downtown, come from up north and go down there to Holly Springs, that track going to be set for the radio tire car.
We're ready for it. We like radios. We're going to have radios on all the cars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we like them.
Okay.
So, I mean, we only get 5 passes out of a 28. You get 20 to 30 passes out of a 275.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think we changed the slicks like 5 to 8 passes or somewhere around there.
So you're going the weekend coming up then?
Yeah, we're gonna leave probably Friday.
Okay.
We're waiting.
Who else going with y'all?
I don't know. Paul Mantia just called me today. So he says he's got the itch. He wants to go do something.
Who are going with y'all, Terry?
I don't know yet. Not sure. It depends on the weather.
I might go with y'all if y'all go. Shit, I might.
Yep.
I might go down there. I ain't got nothing going on.
It just depends on the weather.
Right.
I mean, they're calling for rain now, so we'll see. So.
Yeah.
See if it move around.
You got a race down in Louisiana this weekend too, right?
Yeah, yep. There's a race in Louisiana. There's a Witt's having a race on Sunday. Now, I thought Baby Boy and Skins were supposed to go Sunday. I don't know what happened with that.
Terry, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Find you something else to talk about, man.
Kid, he ain't talking about that one, kid. He's talking about the one. He's talking about the other one, kid.
Oh.
Yeah, he's talking about the other one.
Weren't they supposed to drive two identical cars or something? Wasn't Witt supposed to get him 2 cars and Witt was putting up $1,000 or something?
Man,
yo,
somebody to talk about
that. You talking about
that? Yeah, he wasn't going to do nothing.
Oh,
he sure in the hell wasn't.
You talking about Baby. See, it's a Baby Boy and it's a Baby. And the other one, since they started calling him Baby Boy, he just let him continue on.
Man, Cadillac Joe, guy. That's what we're talking about, Larry.
Right.
Yeah.
Somebody want to be on the show with Cadillac Joe, man.
Yep.
Exactly. Oh, okay.
He ain't gonna throw rice at a wedding.
That's the false flag in Baby Boy.
Yeah.
Right. Bit of alcohol.
Dog.
Ooh.
I'm like the guy in the striped shirt. The black and white shirt stripes. Called it like I see it.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Yeah, dude. Man, Skin had him all out of his body, man.
Oh God.
Sure did.
Do it to him, motherfucker. Skin had him. He didn't have him to do anything.
I know Skin and Tate is locked up for a meltdown. I'm bringing two minivans. They locked up 500 on 2500 or better.
Ooh.
On July 5th.
Since we have your meltdown, Tim?
What's that?
Your meltdown July 5th?
They're going to be at the Grove.
Okay, that's why you got it free for me.
Terry, you said Skin and who?
Skin and Tate.
Okay.
Yep.